was broad, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold, and I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human, or are we dancer? Send my condolences to good. Give my regards to soul and Romans. They always did the best they could. And so long to devotion. You taught me everything I know. Wave goodbye, wish me well. You gotta let me go. Are we human? My sign is vital. My hands are cold, and I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human, or are we dancers? Will your sister be alright when you dream of home? Are we human, or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold, and I'm on my knees looking for the answer. You gotta let me know. Are we human?
I like that song.
I really like the Killer song, right?
Yes, I like the Killers.
You just really like the Killers, yeah.
I do, I do. Guwapo kasi ng lead singer, man. He's so good looking. 6:12. Welcome to the show. Correction, Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were making the exact same noise earlier before you got here, Nick. Mo and I were like, yeah.
That's because we don't like our job. And in about 2 hours and 45 minutes, we'll be done with it for the rest of the week.
We're ungrateful,
ooh, la, la.
Is what we are.
Ooh, la, la. 631-0899 is our phone number. My name is Mo. That's Samo. On her left sits Nico Ramos. And we are on till 9 o'clock. We do ask you to join us because you guys are a big part of our show. We throw out questions, topics, stories, news pieces, disgusting whatever. And you call us and we laugh at you.
Disgusting for sure.
Hell yeah. So I think we're going to get along. Us, you guys, for about 2 hours and 45 minutes. Yeah. Yep. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we have that show ready for you guys. Don't go away.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good
Good times.
Hi, this is Sharon Cuneta. May gagaling pa ba sa Petron Value Card? Kasi I get more than peso points kada pagas. I get bonus points sa birthday ko and every fifth day visit. Points that I can exchange for fuel or cell phone load. I also get freebies, discounts, at free 24-hour roadside service. I get all of these and more all year round with my Petron Value Card. Because Petron knows we deserve only the best.
Experience best day at Petron with Petron Tri-Active. Better engine protection, better mileage, and better power. Because Petron believes in giving everyone its best.
Laging stress, sobrang pagod. Can I protect myself? Yes, I can. With Con. Yes, I can. With Con. Yes, I can. With Con. I can do the things I love. Yes, I can. With Con. Yes, I can. With Con. Yes, I can.
Don't worry about getting sick. With proper diet, exercise, and Sikon, your body's armor protection.
Yes, I can with Sikon.
Ascorbic acid is the generic name of Sikon. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Strengthen your immune system? Yes, you can with Sikon, your body's armor protection.
Ascorbic acid is the generic name of Sikon. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Hey, you feel so far away. Let's fill this empty space. Hey, come with me. Let's all go to Shakey's. Let's all go to Shakey's. Making good times. Great memories with fun. Family pizza. And you and me. Let's all go to Shakey's.
Craving for rich, juicy corned beef? How about having it in our signature thin crust? Head over to Shakey's and try the new Shakey's Corned Beef Crunch. Let's change the way we enjoy corned beef.
Konnichiwa!
What about magkano po?
Ikura deska?
What's up, you guys?
We're going to Tokyo!
Ingit much!
Seat sale kasi!
Pok na!
Eh, wala akong credit card!
Girl, pay Maya mo now!
Pay Maya is your app to pay online. Download for free at the App Store or Google Play, then sign up, load up, and shop.
Book flights and hotels.
Buy music, games, movies, and more.
Done! Hashtag Jafun. Hashtag Now Nation.
For more information, visit paymaya.com.
My little boy, his name is Bing, and Bing has a sing-o.
How?
S-I-N-G.
Oh. Aw ang salpikaw.
Pwede lang sabaw.
Like mapag may sing-o.
Ow! Ang favorites ng moms at kids, ow! Pag may sing-ow! Ang reko ng doctor, Doctorin Oral Gel. Di mahapdi ipahid, patay ang sing-o causing fungi in as fast as 2 days. Kaya tanggal ang ow!
Ow! Pag may sing-o!
Wow! Pag lang Doctorin.
Doctorin Oral Gel is for sing-o due to fungal infection for adults and children 4 months and above. Myconazole is the generic name of Doctorin. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
for a few small repairs, she said. The Sunny came home with a vengeance. She says days go by, I don't know why. I'm walking on a wire. I close my eyes and fly out of my mind into the fire. Get the kids and bring a sweater. Dry is good.
Talking now, because I think this piano, guitar, whatever thing goes on for 40
like
seconds.
Like 2 minutes or something.
Or let's respect the art and just wait.
Too late now. It's too late now.
Just waiting.
Just fade it out.
I'm not going to fade it out. I'm respecting the art.
We're not really. We're talking over the fake.
That's a good point. There's only 12 more seconds. Hang in there, Sam.
Respect the art.
Welcome to the show. It is 6:21 on this Thursday. Nice to have you guys here. My name is Mohan. That is, what's your name again, Sam?
Sang-mi.
And you
Nico.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
Nico.
That's my name.
Like on the birth certificate.
What a cool name, man.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't even Nicolas. No, nothing. My parents were lazy. Just
or high at the time.
Yeah, or yeah, that Michelangelo. Right. That's it.
At least my Angelo.
Baite.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Quality radio.
Rough.
We're on till 9 o'clock, and yeah, it gets rougher because Nico has the very first topic of the day today, and you know that's a bad sign. Nico Ramos, take it away.
I am batting 1,000 when it comes to first when it comes to first topics of the day
that are horrible. Yes.
That are awful.
Yeah,
so
consistency is key. And
fair
I'm going to start today with Pokemon Go.
What is that?
What is this?
It is Pokemon's first attempt at having the game, the famous game that's now separated from a console or a separate device. It's now an app. You can play it on a smartphone.
I've never played a Pokemon
and
game.
Why should our long hair care?
Well, because people of a certain generation had it as a really big part of their lives. And
I thought Pokemon was a card game, not a video game.
It was a video game. It was a Game Boy game. And then they had a card game, and that was pretty big also. And then there was a cartoon that was also pretty big. I think a couple
movies. Well, no, I know. Yeah, the cartoon we know is big. I thought that, I mean, outside of the cartoon and the joke now, hey, Pokemon, aside from that it was a card game. I didn't know that there was a video game component that was really popular.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but it was mostly on the Game Boy.
Okay.
So, you know.
Which gives you an idea, like, how far back this was.
Yeah. And also gives you an idea as to why maybe you guys aren't familiar with it. Because, you know, like, adults don't really have Game Boys. Like, kids in college didn't really have Game Boys. It was a lot. It was a very grade school student kind of thing.
School?
You know? Yeah, I
What's
had
that?
A grade school.
Yeah. Now, you're saying, though, off air that people have now hijacked Facebook with the scores a la Temple Run or whatever, where everybody would just post their score.
Yeah, everybody's like, hey, did you find the Charmander? I found the Squirtle today or whatever.
What in the world?
Yeah, and I really wanted to use this topic as an excuse. I mean, it's a topic on this radio show because I just need an excuse to download it and play it. But apparently it's for Android people. So
everybody's on the Pokemon thing. It's an old school game. I like that old school games can be made into an app. Now, is it a better version of it, or it's the same exact version of it? Would you know?
It's a little updated version of the old Pokemon, but I think it's a lot closer to the original one.
6310899. How about we ask this to our lovely listeners? If there was an old school game that you would like to be made into an app, which game are we looking at here? Good morning.
Hello. Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
I'd like to make a comment on the Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey. Turn off the stream.
Stop listening to the live stream.
Yeah, I'm on live stream, sorry.
Yeah, we can't tell.
Yeah, you can just turn it down for now while you're talking to us.
All right. So, I downloaded the game yesterday.
Dead the game. Awesome.
Ooh, I need that.
Dead the game.
I need that.
Sam doesn't have a lot of those apps, but I certainly like the Dead the game. Continue.
Okay, so basically, when you downloaded the game, you will be able to catch Pokemon outside. There is a augmented reality included in the game, so you just turn on your camera and then you can find Pokemon like in your bedroom, bathroom, kitchen, and all those stuff.
Oh, I didn't know you had to walk around with your camera on, like,
in your and also it is already blocked in the Philippines.
Why?
Okay. Why?
Pokemon Go is not yet included in the official release in the Philippines, so most of the Filipinos download it through APK websites, and then
you sound like you still kiss your parents on the lips. Is that true?
There's nothing wrong with that. I still do.
There's nothing wrong with that. Sam, you still kiss your parents on the lips?
Oh hell yeah!
Lips to lips with your dad.
Yeah, I smack him on the lips. So what? It's my dad.
Why?
I know the both of you sound like that. I know. I'm just saying you sound like the kind of person that's okay with that.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate it.
Bye. You too,
sir. Bye.
Whoa.
But it's close mouth, right?
Of course. I know, but I'm not there like playing tonsil hockey with my dad.
Ew, Sam. Gross. Disgusting.
Why is
Stop
our provincial
it.
Line ringing?
Because Pokemon is really popular. Let's keep going. The lines are full, even the provincial line. So five lines are full. Let's go. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, who's this?
Well, about the topic, Contra and Legend of Kage.
Is this the up, Contra. Up, down, down game? Up, down, left, right.
Oh, what if you had to swipe the code, right? Up, up, down, down.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so cool. So there is no Contra app?
No, not.
Oh, surprising. I would
love
have,
it.
Yeah, thought they'd be on it by now.
Yeah, we gotta get on it.
Yeah, Contra has to be first on the list. I remember.
And then no, wait, no upgrades, right? Like no graphics upgrade or anything. It has to be still like all natural.
Yeah, I mean, we used to play that on a TV, and like the pixelation was fine. I think playing it on a small phone is okay.
And you know, it's the nostalgia factor that I think people are liking about.
Sure.
Yeah. So you can't
remember
change it
the
up
old
too much.
Nintendo karate game where you go left to right and
I know what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh! You know what I miss? The circus game. Did you guys ever play that? Where you're like on a lion and then you had to jump through like fire hoops
and stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I miss that game.
I made my little sister play that also. It required no strategy
or
skill whatsoever.
Oh my God.
If you've listened to this radio show for a long time, you know there are two things that I need this world to produce more of. Number one, blueberry flavored things. And number two, a volleyball game. A good volleyball game?
Are you serious?
There's nothing like a great volleyball game. Nintendo used to have this freaking amazing volleyball game, and we need to have one of those back. Not one of those Japanese volleyball, dead or alive, you mean the dead day game where there's volleyball and dead. No, I'm talking about a real one, authentic.
I didn't know you were such a volleyball fan.
I don't like, I like it on video games. I don't like it in real life.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's keep it going. 631-0899. By the way, somebody says there is a Contra game on Twitter. Thank you. Oh. It would be nice if you tell us how to get it. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Andre here.
Hi, Andre.
Hi, Andre.
Yeah, I want the, if you can remember the original, the Mario 3 game.
Three, the one saved the princess, but she's in a different castle, or that's two?
No, three. The one that has a tail that he can fly.
No.
I don't know if you remember that. But there's simulators right now on the iPhone or on the Android. But it would really be cool if there's a dedicated app for that.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Yeah, see, I could hang around people who played Mario 2. But anything else after that, if you've played Mario, you and I can no longer.
Yeah, it got really weird at some point. Like Mario was on acid or something.
Well, we could do Mario Kart. Like if you like Mario Kart, I could still hang with you.
Yeah, Mario Kart is the best.
Yeah, if you like any other Mario except the number two, which was the most popular one with the, you know, everybody knows that one. And then Mario Kart. Those are the only things. Again, if you're a fan of any other Mario after that.
I didn't even know they made a Mario 3 with a tail. What?
What's this? Oh, I'm sure there's like Mario 8.
I'm sure.
Thing
about he can fly? What?
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember this one. He was a bit bigger too. This is when like Mario was a bigger character. Like you could see now features on him, not like just the dot for the eyeballs. Like he was a bigger guy.
I'll stick with my two. Thank you very much.
Yeah, something gets lost when you know everything gets so like high tech and improved, and you know it's weird.
I mean, sports games, you want them to improve as much as possible. Like, right,
sure.
Like, you need upgrades heavily on graphics. Like, when a new 2K comes out, I'm like, pare, nakita mo yung pawis at mukha ni Dwayne Wade. Parang totoo. You know, it's like, those things make a big difference in sporting games. But outside of that, you're right. I mean, or maybe RPGs, but then after that.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, not really a big deal. Morning.
Hi. Good morning. Hello. Hi, can you turn off your radio, please?
Hi, I'm so sorry.
You're so...
Can you hear me better now?
No, your radio.
Yeah, but now you're on speakerphone.
Yeah,
sorry for that. I missed playing Bomberman in Super Mario 1.
Bomberman. My mom's favorite game.
Battle City.
And what?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of Battle Cities as an answer here. I don't even know. I don't know what the hell Battle City is, but there's no app for that?
There's no app for that yet.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Anybody know what Battle City is?
I have no idea what that game is.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of those on Twitter. Next call. Morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How about Castlevania?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's so many Castlevanias. Which one? Like the one of the original ones?
The original one. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. For an app? Sure.
That's it.
I can hang with
that.
Thanks, man. Bye. What game is this?
Castlevania?
Castlevania? It's...
You have a whip.
And?
And you storm the castle.
You storm the castle, yeah.
And what am I looking for, like treasures or something?
Like vampires.
I think so. I think you're going to have to fight a vampire. I don't remember what.
Did you guys play this game?
I remember playing it. Because
it doesn't sound like it.
You know. It's Castlevania. You know, it's like Zelda. You know what I mean? Like, everybody remembers Zelda, but, like, what was Zelda's goal? Was it to save a princess?
Zelda was a little bit more defined than Castlevania. Like, Zelda, there was kind of some thought involved.
I don't remember
Castlevania's kind of like Contra. Like, you don't even know what the hell you're doing. Just go over there and kill.
Like, every time, though, I really need the Contra app because every time someone mentions the Contra game, I remember me, and I think I was six, maybe even younger, at home on the family computer, playing this with my dad every day, and him looking at me in the eye and saying, "Tanga-tanga mo naman!"
I love how you tell us weird stories when you were young and abused.
Yeah.
They really make my day.
Yeah, and I would always look up to my mom and like look for help, and my mom would always mouth to me, "Kalingan mo kasi." I'd be just like, "Okay, I'm fine."
You know, I gotta tell you, I mean, when people call my podcast and they tell me about their lives, I always go, "You got abused, no?" Because it's so glaringly obvious that they were ridiculed, physically molested, or whatever, you know. You have been tortured as a child, and you've come out really cool. Like, you're the exception to the rule.
Yeah, and then one day I'm just going to take this entire station hostage.
I'm just going to snap and
do something really horrible.
It's a mass shooting waiting to happen.
One last call.
And we're like, bah! How you like me now, bah?
Hello.
Hello, oh, yes, good morning.
Hi, who's
morning.
This?
Yes, this is Andre.
Hi, Andre.
Hi, Andre.
Yes, what we missed before in line with the counter game is the Galaga.
I love this game.
That's not available on app?
It's got to be, right?
Because apparently the circus game is available. Woohoo!
This is dangerous. Right. I've lost Sam to an app game before. I've lost.
Which one was this?
I don't know, like something Jewels, whatever. Remember?
Oh, Bejeweled?
No, like Princess Jewels. So there was a game before that Sam loved and only she loved, and we lost her to it.
The problem with Sam is she gets into something and then she's like, this is ruining my life, I have to stop. Remember when SimCity app came out like a year ago?
No, that was not even funny. That was really just like, I was consumed by that game. I hated it. Thanks, Andre. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Fair enough. We gotta take a break.
Yeah. I gotta download my circus app now.
And then, Nico, just in case you get into a fight with somebody, here's your line. Ito, Pokemon mo. And then you hit him with it. Kind of like your Pokemon mo moment. All right. Pokemon Go is available on your Android. Do check it out. If it's blocked in the Philippines, find a way. Come on, you're Pinoy. You know how to do it. Get around that.
Do it.
Back after this.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
Oo nga, masarap. Pero mahal!
Sunod ako sa payday.
Hindi naman lahat ng masarap, mahal. Sa Jollibee, may Jolly Savers. Burger steak made with 100% pure beef patty, 50 lang. Cheesiest, meatiest, sweet sarap Jolly Spaghetti, 50 lang. At beefy lang hap sarap yum burger, 30 lang. Sa Jolly Savers, sarap na parang payday sa presyong pang everyday. Sulit!
Jolly Savers, sulit sarap bestsellers. Sarap payday sa presyong everyday.
Jessie Mendiola po to. Ang success, matter of perspective lang yan. A setback can be a setup for a comeback. Ang bawat talo, tuturuan ka kung paano manalo. Lahat ng rejections, pwede maging motivation. And every struggle is a step closer to success. That's why with every challenge, lasap ko na ang tagumpay. With Taduay Select. Expertly blended to make every achievement taste so much sweeter. It's the drink you deserve. Toast your success with the latest from the rum experts. Tandwai Select. Drink responsibly.
Clara, oh, Clara Olay. Make delicious memories with me. Clara, oh, Clara Olay. Make delicious memories with me. Clara Olay. Delicious memories. Clara Olay. Delicious memories.
Hosting an instant party? Bring out the grill, use Clara Olay Hickory Marinade on your favorite seafood and meats. Make delicious memories with Clara Olay.
Sabi nila, ang multitasker, mas productive. Are you a multitasker? Subukan ang Bear Brand Adult Plus Physical Coordination Giftedness and Mathematical Aptitude Multitasking Test. 1. With your left hand, rub your belly. 2. With your right hand, pat your head. 3. Habang ginagawa mo yan, solve the equation. 2 times 2 times 5 divided by 0.02. Challenging ano? Kay multitasker ka o hindi, kakayanin ang mga work challenges sa tulong ng Bear Brand Adult Plus. Level up na sa tibay na pang-adults.
Paulit-ulit na bahingit ka, di? Baka di ang sipon. Pagpaulit-ulit-ulit, allergy na yan. I-alerta, alerta, alerta. May triple allergy shield kaya fast-acting, long-lasting at may allergy defense. Basta allergy, alerta, alerta, alerta.
Trusted quality healthcare. Unilab yan.
Loratadine is the generic name of alerta. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
From halfway across the globe.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
I'm gonna pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. A If things go wrong, we can knock it down. My three words have two meanings. There's one thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of luck. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Now I'm gonna paint you by numbers and color you in. If things go right, we can frame it and put you on a wall. And it's so hard to say it, but I've been it before. Now I'll surrender up my heart, swap it for yours. I'm out of touch, I'm out of luck. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Don't hold me down. I think the braces are breaking, and it's more than I can take. And it's dark in the cold December, but I got you to give me room. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of luck. I'll pick you up when you get down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now.
It's Ed Sheeran at 6:40 on this Thursday, 7th of July, if you just tuned in. It's nice to have you guys here. My name is Mo, that is Sam, that is Nico Ramos.
Hey.
And the Gilas team got eliminated from Olympic consideration last night. Is that true, Nico?
Yeah.
You've been covering it, right?
Yeah, the Olympic qualifying tournament continues today. It's the last day of group play, but we've played our two games already, both losses, so we're not going to advance to the semifinals and eventually the finals.
What I like about it is, though, that we always find a way to have a moral victory defeat.
You can always count on that, yeah.
You can always count on Pinoy's to give you a moral victory. Now, when we lost to France,
It's getting more and more difficult.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know, how many more years of moral victories are we going to be celebrating, right? So in the France game the other day, we lost to maybe what, by seven?
Nine points.
Okay. But we were only down by 2.5. And boy, did I that was the moral victory after the French game, right?
We were up 10 in the first.
We were winning.
Wow.
We were winning in the first quarter. Yeah. Point, half time. We were only down by two.
Yeah. The game started with like a Tony Parker turnover that led to a dunk.
This is the fifth-ranked team in the world, and we only lost by 9, and we were only down by 2.5.
That's not so
moral
bad,
victories.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. No, I hate moral victories.
No, but truly, now, like, that's not so bad, right?
No, yeah. No,
it's a loss. Yeah,
that's a very good
It's a loss. It's always bad. No, it's not. It's a loss. Listen, we're in competition here.
I know, but I guess I don't know. I expected us to lose more spectacularly than that. But
really, that's how we're going to look at it.
No, I'm just saying, yes, it's a loss, but I guess I think they still performed well given, you know, how they rank.
There's only one way to perform well, and that's to win. I'm not saying that our boys, it is very true. And I'm not saying that I'm not proud of them. That's different. I'm saying there is no kind of victory, moral or real.
Well, that's different. That's different from your initial statement, which is there's no other way to perform well than to win. You could perform well and not, and still be outperformed. You don't have to. You don't have to suck every time you lose.
Please don't coach a sporting team ever. I think you'd be.
I interviewed the coach of the Gilas team, Tab. I said, Tab, let's talk about Pinoy moral victories because alam mo naman sa atin. Well, I didn't say it that way because he doesn't speak that. I said, you know how we are. When we lose, we find something to be happy about, and we try to do a moral victory. And he's like, "There's no moral victory." And he said, "There's no moral victories." I said, "Amen, sir."
Is that a Pinoy
thing?
It's
a failure.
I mean,
it's a failure.
Don't all like sports teams do that?
No, of course not.
No, they don't.
Well, no, it depends how you look at it. If you look at it from a tournament perspective, then yes, obviously it's disappointing. You play two games, you lose two games. If you look at it in the sense of a program, and which is what Tab was talking about last night, also when I interviewed him, he was trying to, you know, he was telling people how there were positives in the performance in this tournament, but also how it was an eye-opener how there were a lot of things that needed to be improved upon, but which is not to say that there weren't things that he found to be positive and he was happy about and that, you know, you can build on as you move forward.
Yeah.
So diplomatic, Nico Ramos. Wow, that was very
diplomatic.
That is very
him.
Diplomatic.
No,
yes,
no,
I'm sir.
Enjoying
it. Yeah.
But it's funny because this is the same Nico Ramos. By the way, I was making fun of Nico. Yes, Nico. Sorry, I got to bring it up, but it's just too funny. So speaking of what us Pinoys do, you know how like us Pinoy reporters, every time we talk to a international whatever celebrity or something, we have to incorporate Pacquiao in the questioning of any kind, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like you in New York.
Yeah, did any of the local press talk about Pacquiao in
you know,
please tell me they did.
Oh man, I think somebody did. I think somebody went, have you had a chance to meet Manny Pacquiao?
No, they didn't. I love it.
I think
it.
They did.
All right.
I think someone also asked how was it like playing in front of the president?
Oh,
like
my God,
I think Boris Diaw was asked, "How was it like playing in front of President
Duterte?"
Oh,
that's not true. Really?
I didn't hear it. But
please, someone fire that reporter or remove his credentials. That's not true. He didn't ask that.
I think I remember someone, one of the media men, running up to me and said, "Did you hear what so and so asked so and so?" And I go, "What? And why is your mouth not opening?" And he goes, "He asked Boris Diaw, kumusta daw playing in front of Duterte?" And then I go, oh my God.
But this is typical international press stuff. They always ask kind of these questions related to their country. Even though this is not an exhibition, this is not a showcase, this is not like a bunch of NBA players trying to put on some kind of goodwill NBA cares thing. This is a competition to get to the Olympics. You're not supposed to care about the other group, right? Or any of that. You're supposed to actually, in fact, you know, not hate them, but, you know, not be bud chummy chummy, right? And then press always has to ask some kind of local question like that Duterte thing, which is hilarious. But anyway, let's move on. 6310899. What's the moral victory, Nico Ramos, from last night? Two games eliminated. We're not going to be at the Olympics. We're going to have to wait another 4 years. What's the moral victory here? Should we take calls and then ask you because you're the pro?
Sure. I'm not sure my answer is going to be a lot better than theirs.
All right. Morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi. We're looking for positivity here from last night. What do you got?
I got nothing. No moral victory.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Bye.
Thank you. You're so funny.
Boy, he sounds depressed about the loss. Good morning.
Hello. Hi.
I think the moral victory is the realization that we're not ready.
Ready to we're ready, Anton, to play basketball. We're not ready to think we're going to make the Olympics anytime soon.
When we lost in the Asia FIBA, I think it was Manny Pangilinan who said, "Let's forget about Rio. Let's focus on the next Asia FIBA, be China." So I think maybe that should be a realization, a moral victory here. That, you know, let's not jump the gun. Let's really prepare and focus on what's really achievable.
Yeah, well, I mean, so you're saying we should have not played for the
eh, ang sama lang ng loob natin, ang sakit-sakit eh, di ba? Just up to the Asia where we really have a chance.
Should we do this? Forget putting PBA players on Gilas. because they might be the problem. No offense, guys. I know you guys are listening. You're big on the show. You're on the way to, I don't mean this in a negative way. I mean, you have other things basketball related going on in your lives. We, what we need is, in fact, a national team that practices all year round for the national, I mean, the international tournaments. Not handpicking these guys from the professional league, putting them into a national team and having them kind of, oh, when it's convenient for them to practice, they're going to practice. That's what it is, right, Nico? The PBA guys, they just kind of casually show up to practice whenever they want. And then as we get closer to the tournament, that's when medyo nagiging seryoso sila. If we, in fact, do have a team that practices together year long, then we can be prepared for a tournament, like a kind of important tournament.
I think there are valid points to that. I agree, however, with like people who, with like Tim Cohen, who say that your best talent is always going to be in the PBA. However, the PBA and our basketball federation, the SBP, they have to do something to make sure that, more to most point, we have more of our national team practicing together and playing internationally at a more significant level. You know, that's the one thing that Tab was stressing last night. Tab said, I think this is an eye-opener. We should be playing more at this level because, like, New Zealand had 10 to 12 international matches just to prepare for this tournament, and Gilas had 5 or something like that.
Yep.
And, you know, a shortened practice session because there was a conference that just finished. I think the PBA conference starts in like 3 days or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it does feel like the PBA gets in the way of us.
The calendar needs tweaking. The calendar needs tweaking. And our players get beat up.
Yeah. Anton, thank you.
Salamat, Sam. Salamat.
I was like, oh my gosh, I was just holding this whole time.
Bye, get out. I have a question, you know. Is there a way to be a douchebag Gilas fan?
What do you mean?
You know, sometimes we made fun of Nico for being too Shakespearean with his writing regarding Gilas, which he no longer does. God bless you, Nico. But there are people out there that are just kind of... Can you ever be too hardcore about it that you end up coming off a little bit like a douchebag?
No, I think last night it was a little awkward. I had friends who were sitting in the audience, and then somebody was getting upset at somebody also there because you know how yung hindi patalo pero matatalo na. Well, 1 minute to go, down 10. And
puso!
No, it was the exact opposite. Someone goes, "Hindi, alam mo, hindi. Wala naman talaga tayong pag-asa. Hindi naman talaga tayong manalo. Ganon."
Yeah, but that's being realistic. I'm talking about the person that over hashtags, that over romanticizes this whole thing, when in fact it really is just a basketball game. You know, like, they're out there, right, on social media when you're just so in love with the fact. I don't know, it's...
Well, like, you're just like a super fan.
Yeah, and like, here's my thing about it, is that if you are supportive of it, if you are blindly supportive of it, I think it is as, if not even more, I don't know, unhelpful to the team if you are critical just for the sake of having to say something. Because, I mean, don't patronize the players. I mean, they lost. They know they lost. And
what is this I hear about the haka thing?
All right, so from, the crowd booed the New Zealand haka, which is their kind of war dance, or, you know, what they do in all of the major competitions. It's really something very celebrated, in fact.
It's sacred
and,
to them.
Yeah, us.
And we booed them? Galing natin,
we booed them while they were doing their haka, which they've done in so many competitions. And it's really something we most countries admire. We made a fool out of ourselves last night as we booed them while they did their traditional dance.
And there's also a reason why every team, and this isn't just basketball, it's basketball, rugby,
everything. The Olympics, yeah, totally.
Every team that faces New Zealand, while the players are doing the haka, the opposite team stands side by side and they put their arms around each other. That's as much tradition as it is the haka dance. You just stand there arm in arm and you watch it.
Uh-huh.
Because you're supposed to, because, I mean, and our players did also, and they were so classy about it. It's an honor for you to be able to have the haka performed in front of you.
Right.
So you just stand there.
And our players did that.
And you watch it, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then our crowd.
They know. They're not idiots.
But our crowd.
Our crowd.
Stupid.
And I was there, and our crowd was like at the start of it, and people were expecting, like, they're like, and then they start, right? And then I think our crowd didn't know what to do. I think they felt like, you know how DJs are sometimes awkward with dead air? I think, boo! They reluctantly, like, stumbled into booing it, and, like, we were like, oh, come on.
Embarrassing.
Like, guys, it's okay to not say anything.
How embarrassing. Never mind. All right. Next call. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Morning.
Hello.
Hey,
hi.
Who's this?
Hi, good morning, guys. This is Anton.
Hi, Anton.
I don't want to be the kind of douchey guy this morning, but in my personal opinion, Olympic gold isn't going to come from basketball, man. I mean, I love the Gilas guys, you know, Puso and everything. But come on, huh? Have to look somewhere else.
Well, I don't think they're looking for Olympic gold anyway. I mean, that would be just. I mean, we have to kind of be realistic. The USA team, they clearly lock that one up because of who they send over. I think a Olympic berth would be huge for the country and realistic. I don't think it's that far off. I mean, Nico, we got what it takes, right?
Oh, yeah,
maybe 4 years from now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, just to show up, just to walk around.
Right. I mean, that's the goal. That's the current end goal of the program, is to make it to the Olympics.
Yeah, well, I agree with that wholeheartedly, of course. But, you know, MVP was right. The wag na mag-concentrate dun sa next FIBA. But, you know, sa next Asian Games na lang. But, you know, for me, go farther. I mean, don't start from scratch and have a go at it 10 years, 15 years from now when we have a real shot. You know, develop, you know, boys who are like 5 years old, 4 years old right now. Look for them, train them, make them do basketball every day. That's it. We're gonna have
Here's the problem. They can play
glory.
They can play basketball. That's what we do. 5 year old, 6 year olds, they play basketball every day. Here's the problem. Average height is 5'5".
Yeah, and like I think it's faulty for us to think that, oh, let's just stop doing everything now and then play 10 years later, when international experience, playing and, yes, losing in international in international arenas against international players, against that level of players, that's actually what helps improve a sports team, whether it's basketball or volleyball or whatever it is. You have to play these guys. You have to find out what that level is like.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Yeah. Last one real quick. Nico.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Nico, last one real quick. Now, I know this is kind of major old stuff, right? But bringing in foreign guys, naturalizing them, or nationalizing them, whatever the term is, I forgot. Naturalizing them to play for the team, and they don't even live in the country.
Yeah.
Is that weak sauce?
Everybody. I mean, not everybody, sorry. A lot of teams.
A lot of people do it.
A lot of teams do it. A lot of teams do it. I think it's just obvious. It's just more obvious for us because we picked a former NBA guy in Andre Blatch, and because we're, and as you said, our average height is an ideal for basketball, so we have to get a really big guy. I mean, 6'10".
Really?
I mean, Blatch is 6'10". I mean, he put in 30 last night, I think.
Yeah,
it was
that's the thing. So
clear we needed him.
If we don't import guys to play for the national team and naturalize them, and they don't even live in the country, right? Is that kind of how you want to win it? I mean, isn't that all of a sudden, isn't this Kevin Durant going to the Warriors? Like, really? You want to win it that way?
Oh, my gosh. I was just thinking that right now. I'm improving.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Right? I mean, is that, again, I know there are two sides to this, and I don't really know if I have a side, but if we are so focused on doing well and this and that, don't you kind of, I have no problem with naturalizing a person, but having them live in the country, I think it feels a little bit better for me if they
maybe
play for the
I think that's something that, you know, I can agree with, that, you know, how if you want to run for public office in a certain town, city, or province, you have to establish residency there. That might be nice. It'd be nice to have, you know, Andre Blatch hanging around. I hear he's a fun guy, hanging around in the Philippines quite a bit.
Right, because if Blatch doesn't drop 30 last night, how much do we lose by to
Oh, if we don't
20?
If we don't have him in the same sense that if we didn't have, you know, Jason Castro last night, like we would have, or on any game, we would have lost really badly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's my
but
point.
I mean, you know, Spain has Serge Ibaka. Russia
but Serge lived in Spain.
That's right. That's
for high school. Yeah. I'm talking about there's a residency.
Yeah,
there. He is a Spanish citizen, if I'm not mistaken, as a teenager. So that's different.
Yeah, no, that's my point, is that, you know, they have somebody like Serge Ibaka who isn't homegrown Spanish in the strict sense, but at least he's from there. You know, he has a closer affinity to the country. It'd just be nice.
He speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay, wrap it up. There's only
let's take a break.
So much back sports talk I can take. Let's go.
Yeah, back of this. Don't go away.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
Mommy, I need a laptop for school.
We have to buy a cake first.
Why? Mommy, I want iPad for my birthday.
We have to buy some Mamon first.
Mamon?
Because it's a Red Ribbon Sweepstakes promo. Just buy 300 pesos worth of Red Ribbon products and you get a chance to win an iPad, laptop, or GoPro. Plus a date with the Kramers.
Mommy, why'd you buy so many?
More cakes and more Mamon mean more chances of winning.
Promo duration is from July 3 to August 13, 2016. Per DTI FTEB SPD permit number 6072, series of 2016.
The Red Ribbon Sweepstakes has started. Join now and you can be one of the winners. Promo duration is from July 3 to August 13, 2016. Per DTI FTEB SPD permit number 6072, series of 2016.
Hey you. Yes, you. The one driving. Your car's got nasty scratches. No, no need to look out your window. They're not on your car. They're in it. Scratches in your engine caused by friction, leading to wear and tear, bringing down your car's performance. So fill up on Caltex with Tecron with the new Clean and Glide technology. It's designed to reduce friction that can cause wear scratches. Gas up on new Caltex with Tecron today. Now, has anyone told you your left rear tire's flat?
Gold has turned to platinum. Fill up on new Caltex Platinum with Tecron. Quicker clean and smoother glide compared to silver grade.
Sometimes we ask ourselves why we can't get what we want. That promotion you've worked so hard for, a sale to buy that pair of shoes you've been eyeing, the latest gadgets that can only be bought abroad, a postpaid plan with no lock-in. Wait, looks like now you can. Introducing Signal Flexi Plan, a postpaid plan with no lock-in. Subscribe to the Signal Flexi Plan and get 1 month monthly service fee for free. Just purchase a Signal HD kit for only 2,990 pesos, pay 1 month advance monthly service fee, and enjoy awesome content. Need I say more? Get your postpaid plan with no lock-in now. Promo runs until December 31, 2016. For DTI FTB SPD permit number 7539, series of 2016.
Kami ang Gilas Pilipinas. Anumang suliranin, kayang palampasin. Anumang hamon, kayang harapin. Puso ang pinanglalaban. Bawat laban, inaalay sa bayan. Angat mo, Pilipinas!
Sa bawat pagbili ng Betadine Dry Powder Spray, 20 pesos ay mapupunta sa lahat at Beta Fund. Mula sa Betadine at Gilas Pilipinas. Inspiring future champions to get. Promo period is from May 1, 2016 to May 1, 2017. For DOH FDA CDRR permit number 178 series of 2016. Povidone iodine is a generic name of Betadine. Symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Sa bawat pagbili ng Betadine Dry Powder Spray, 20 pesos ay mapupunta sa Angat Atleta Fund. Mula sa Betadine at Gilas Pilipinas. Inspiring future champions together.
In a few years, this will be a thing of the past. Step into the future and get clear signal with Sharp Digital TV. Fully equipped with the features of ISDBT, the digital standard developed in Japan and mandated by the Philippine government. Sharp Digital TV provides clear signal, reliable emergency alerts on your TV via EWBS, and real-time info on demand via BML data casting. That's the Sharp guarantee. Digital TV, ready for ISDBT. Only from Sharp. Our brand, our pride.
Sharp Digital TV is compliant with the National Telecommunications Commission.
As I take care of my business, who will take care of my health coverage needs?
AXA will. AXA, global leader in insurance, offers health plans that cover critical illness. 102 million customers from 56 countries trust AXA. AXA, redefining standards.
Do you think you're healthy? Get your health risk score by axa.com.ph/health risk score and know how healthy you really are.
From halfway across the globe.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
Magic 89.9.
I could watch you for a lifetime. You're my favorite.
Our show on this Thursday, 7:05. If you just tuned in, hello everybody. My name is Mo. That's Nico Ramos. Sam O, what do you got?
Oh, yes, that's right. I'm talking about big changes in your life. Can be scary at first, but a lot of these things turn out to be pretty awesome. So no matter how big the change, it's what you make of it that matters. Be brave to welcome change, including the way you connect with Smart's gigantic offer. This is called GigaSurf 50. You can change the way you connect big time. For only 50 pesos, you get 1 gigabyte of data plus 300 MB for streaming YouTube, iFlix, and more. This is good for 3 days. And 1 gigabyte is big enough that you can even share it. Just text GIGA50, send that to 9999. Welcome change, welcome smart. Promo runs from July 1 until October 15, 2016. Per DTI FTEB SPD permit number 9659, series of 2016.
Speaking of change.
Ng music. Oh, what?
Oh, well, no. It's right. Okay, here.
It's okay. I forgive you. It's all right. Yeah, moving on.
I just wanted a big cold ending, you know, like in love songs, you know, they just end with just lyrics.
Well, achieve.
Where were we? Oh, yeah, speaking of change. So, what was it? The Air Force had their anniversary the other day, 69
Tuesday.
Years or something like that?
Yeah. The Philippine Air Force.
And then they did a really big 69 in the air. It was awesome. You gotta love that number, man.
So
that 69
immature.
Number is so, I know.
So immature.
You guys, did anybody see it live? You looked up in the sky and you saw a big 69 with the airplanes? Freaking awesome. But what's nice about the celebration, by the way, congratulations, Air Force. Good for you. was that President Duterte arrived at the event wearing a barong and a pair of jeans.
Very interesting ensemble, this one.
That's very P. Diggy.
At an event, a military one, he wore a pair of jeans and a barong. So, you know, we always criticize him about his fashion and you know, or maybe his lack of formal wear. But jeans at that event is super underdressed.
Is it? I don't know. Apparently, apparently the guests were told to come in like smart casual. So maybe he's redefining smart casual, you know, with a barong. I don't know.
That's true. No, I've gone to an event with like wearing a suit coat, a tie, and jeans.
Oh, but that works. That works.
Pero t-shirt.
And like sneakers. That's a cute look.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again,
okay.
If it applies.
Yeah. If it's appropriate for the event, yes. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I love how the president went semi-formal though. Formal up top, semi down low.
But see, the barong is thing though, man. Like it doesn't really look like formal attire anyway. It is
the
to
barong?
Us because it means something to us. Yeah, but like for example, surfers. I think around the world, like Australia, U.S., whatever, they wear a barong, don't they? Like,
what?
To the beach? Yeah.
What? No. Really?
That's what I heard. I don't know if that's real or not.
I mean, it is of the same material.
Linen thing. So, yeah, no, that's a good way to wear. I mean, my point is a barong is kind of casual anyway. It looks casual.
From the outside,
it's a see-through shirt.
Not in this country.
Yeah, no, that's what Mo's saying. Like, from the outside looking in. Like, if it's your first time seeing a barong, uh-huh. You might not associate it with being as
formal
equal
wear.
As a tuxedo in formal wear.
That's right.
But we're talking about an event that happened here, and he is the president.
Yeah, with the military.
With
the
military. Yeah.
Commander-in-chief, do we care, really?
Like,
I'm running out of care for it. Like, I'm... yeah,
my hair is getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah, no. I don't care. If he wants to wear that, who cares at this point?
My hair is getting shorter and shorter.
I mean, but for a country that gets people... Like, we get in trouble a lot in this country for not wearing the right stuff. Like for school, I remember in school I would get demerits like crazy if my shoes were ever so darker brown than it's supposed to be, like black, right? And if it's dark brown, it's not as it's not dark enough to be considered black, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Length of your hair.
If you're
in the ROTC or the CAT or whatever when I was in high school, yeah, if your hair cut was just a little off, you're in trouble.
If your undershirt under your polo in school had a print on it, trouble.
Sure. Yeah.
So dude wore jeans. That's hardcore. Love it. 631-899 is our phone number. Let's just say he was underdressed.
Yeah. I think that's a fair assessment. Yeah.
Okay.
By usual standards, yes.
631-899. Give us an event that you came to. Or you arrived in and you were super underdressed. Now, usually it's because you don't know.
Right.
Call us and tell us about the time you walked in. And you're like, ooh. Everyone is, oh, wow. Now, if you're pangit, it really sticks out.
Oh, my
if you're
God.
Guapo, you're fine. No, really, it's true. Like,
yeah, no,
okay,
like
say it's a wedding. And Erwan himself walks in and a t-shirt lang. It's like, okay, because he's sobrang guapo. It's like, oh, okay. It's the cool way of coming in.
Yeah.
If you look like me and you go to a wedding and you wear a t-shirt, it's like, dude, Mo, ano ba? Wala kang breathing?
Wala ka ng modo.
Wala kang breathing, Mo?
Sauna. Like, you know how everybody always gets dressed up for the sauna?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yolo Pascual shows up in a plain white t-shirt, be like, oh,
V-neck. V-neck.
Like, oh, yeah. Si Papa P nandito.
Yung deep V, ha?
That's all people will say. Nandito si Papa P, ha? If I walk in there, they'll tell me, wala pong vendors allowed dito. Wala pong vendors. Sa labas po magtinda.
It's true, you know, like, I would watch, say, for example, The Buzz recently, right? Mm-hmm. And they would have, like, a Derek Ramsey or a Piolo or whatever there, being interviewed by Boy, you know, the big interview that Boy does on the Sunday.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Naka deep V-neck shirt lang. And I remember, man, when I used to be on shows like that, it's like, oi, you have The Buzz, dapat naka suit ka, you know, tie, whatever. It's like,
But
I get it. Yeah.
I'm ugly.
I get it. I get it. I'm on board.
Yeah. When you're good looking, you get away with it. Anyway.
It's true.
Lines are full. Lahat pangit. Let's go. You came to an event super underdressed. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Who's this? John. Hi.
Hi. Well, I was in the States then, and the brother of my boss passed away. So I went to the funeral. I was wearing long sleeves. And here in the Philippines, someone said, we just go to the wake and wearing anything. And when I went there, everyone was wearing a suit.
Oh.
And I was just wearing long sleeves. So parang jahe, parang I just had to explain that okay, I'm not used to this.
Right.
Right,
you
right.
You can get away with long sleeves, right, at a wake?
Was it at least like a,
it was
like
a funeral.
A
it was in the funeral.
But everyone was wearing a suit.
What so color was your polo, your long sleeve?
Well, it's purple. Conservative naman.
Huh?
Blue.
What?
Yeah.
Blue.
No, no, then that's wrong. Yeah. I think you can get away with a black long sleeve. I think you can. I'm not sure, though, because I don't like to attend funerals. Okay. Thanks,
Thank
man.
You, Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, a blue polo? Probably not.
Yeah, a blue. Yeah, yeah. A blue anything at a funeral.
Na may malaking number 3 na RL, di ba? Malaking number 3. You oversized horse.
Big pony. Tawag nila doon, big pony.
Big pony? Oh, God.
Big pony. Big pony RL.
Oh, man, too good. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello? One of those one of those long sleeves that always has a big Nautica. Like Nautica is so billboardy when they on their shirts. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is James.
Hi, James.
Hi, James. Tell us.
Yes, when I arrived, I received an invitation for an exam in a multinational company. And then since it was only an exam, so I wear slacks and a polo shirt.
Polo shirt.
When I arrived in the venue, so many going to take the exam, but the dress, all of them are wearing formal dress. So,
yeah.
Kaya ko na sanang pumasok eh. But then, parang one of the organizer called me, are you going to take the exam? Something like that.
You know, I would have gone to the exam the same way you did.
Yeah.
If it was an exam, I would think that, oh, okay, whatever. But I guess because it's a multinational company, you're trying to get hired and all that stuff. You should always keep in mind, suit, doesn't matter what.
Did you pass the exam?
Yes.
Oh, good.
More than 1,000 that was invited, around 29 of us get hired.
Oh my gosh. No, congratulations. Yeah. That's, yeah, amazing.
Yeah. 2:30. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. 231. That, I hated that hashtag. The 230 is actually kind of witty. But the 231, like, oh man, come on, you're pushing in. Morning.
Hello.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, good morning. Castlevania.
Hi, Castlevania.
Hi, Castlevania. Yeah.
The story is, as the previous caller, a multinational company worker, and maga yung flight, siyempre, mahaba yung flight, and so I wore my most comfortable shorts kasi yung kanayipitinsan ko sa flight. Pero hindi ko alam yung itinerary. Yung pala, dito sa opisina, yung may photo op. So yung photo op, mga other countries, ako lang yung nakapambahay.
Oh my gosh, wow.
That is bad.
A photo op?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's immortalized, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
You win, sir, you win.
The worst.
That sucks.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That is hideous.
Yeah.
Hideous. Yeah.
Did he say he was with, like, other representatives from... Oh,
yes.
Gosh.
Other countries. Like a backpack and shorts. Unbelievable.
Oh.
Though, again, I would have likely gone that route if... I heard it was a flight.
Yeah, it was a long flight, too. So,
yeah.
You know, he hunkered down, which we do. Yeah.
Which you can. Like, no...
I would have done like an Arnold Schwarzenegger or something kind of like a, I would break into the cargo department of the fuselage of the airplane and go look for formal wear before I land.
is what yeah. Last call. Morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Michael.
Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. Guys don't care. This is about the underdressed, or if you go to a party wearing your more, or you're underdressed?
Yes.
Actually, I have a story. However, it happened to my mom. She attended a party in somewhere in Zamboanga, wherein most of the people there, or most people who attended, are the owners of canneries, or those business are in fishing. And my mom wore her best dress with all of her jewelry. Funny thing is, the owners, who are most of them are billionaires and millionaires, doesn't have any jewelry. So what my mom did is she went straight to the restroom and removed all of it.
So wait, was this a case of her being overdressed?
Yeah.
Overdressed.
Overdressed.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, they're overdressed and underdressed, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know if it'll qualify with the topic, but that's what I can
likely
think about right now.
You Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
At least you made Sam happy.
Huh? What, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Jewelries?
No, jewelries.
You guys!
You were the one who was laughing first. The only reason we noticed it is because you
I did not. I didn't make a sound.
Sorry, perfect, Nico.
Yeah.
No, God, it's obvious, Sam. She was like,
"You're so full of it. Just stop it."
Yeah. Nico. You're just a douchebag fan.
Are you hearing the whole Nico? Nico, are you hearing this? Pointing to her earphones and going,
"No, I did not do that."
Did you just hear
it? You're just like making up stuff now.
Okay.
So let's take a break. When we come back, more of the show.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
Sometimes we ask ourselves why we can't get what we want. That promotion you worked so hard for, a sale to buy that pair of shoes you've been eyeing, the latest gadgets that can only be bought abroad, a postpaid plan with no lock-in. Wait, looks like now you can. Introducing Signal Flexi Plan, a postpaid plan with no lock-in. Subscribe to the Signal Flexi Plan and get 1 month monthly service fee for free. Just purchase a Signal HD kit for only 2,990 pesos, pay 1 month advance monthly service fee, and enjoy awesome content. Need I say more? Get your postpaid plan with no lock-in now. Promo runs until December 31, 2016. For DTI FTB SPD permit number 7539, series of 2016.
It's a number mo lang sa Jollibee. Hashtag into the thousand Jollibee delivery.
Hey! Isang number para sa Pinas.
Hashtag into the thousand Jollibee delivery.
Luzon!
Visayas!
Mindanao!
Isang number na lang.
Ngayon, one number na lang nationwide. Just dial hashtag 87000. 30 minutes guaranteed.
Simulan mo ang fun ng barkada with San Miguel flavored beer.
Guys, meet my robot. My proximity sensors to.
Wee. Sige nga.
Robot, what's the distance between me and my San Miguel flavored beer?
3 feet.
The distance between us and our beer cooler?
5 feet.
Galing!
Simulan mo ang fun ng barkada with San Miguel flavored beer. May refreshing apple and lemon flavors na may light beer buzz.
Ito. What's the distance between Trish and Ben?
Warning, too close. Warning, too close.
Sweet!
San Miguel flavored beer. The seriously fun beer. Drink responsibly.
Laging stress, sobrang pagod. Can I protect myself? Yes, I can. With Sikon. Yes, I can. With Sikon. Yes, I can. With Sikon. I can do the things I love. Yes, I can. With Sikon. Yes, I can. With Sikon. Yes, I can. With Sikon.
Don't worry about getting sick. With proper diet, exercise, and Sikon, your body's armor protection.
Yes, I can. With Sikon.
Ascorbic acid is the generic name of Sikon. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Strengthen your immune system? Yes, you can with Sikon, your body's armor protection.
Ascorbic acid is the generic name of Sikon. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Come to the country's first digital congress, DigiCon 2016, The Power of X. Digital multiplied. At the PICC on October 10 to 12. Learn from 100 speakers covering 10 tracks. Sign up now at powerofx.ph.
Shop now at the Forever 21 end of season sale and enjoy up to 50% off on stylish finds from June 17 to July 31, 2016. Visit Forever 21 SM Mega Mall, SM Makati, SM City Cebu, The Block North EDSA, Mall of Asia, Lanang Premier, Aura Premier, SM Fairview, SM Clark, SM South Mall, and Seaside City Cebu. For DTI FTEB SPD permit number 8547, series of 2016.
My little boy, his name is Bing, and Bing has a sing-o.
How?
S-I-N-G.
Oh, oh, ang salpikaw.
Pwede lang sabaw.
Like mom, pag may sing-aw.
Ow!
Ang favorites ng moms at kids, ow! Pag may sing-aw! Ang reko ng doctor, Doctorin Oral Gel. Di mahapdi ipahid, patay ang singaw-causing fungi in as fast as 2 days. Kaya tanggal lang, ow!
Ow! Pag may sing-aw!
Wow! Pag ng doctor.
Dactarin Oral Gel is for singaw due to fungal infection for adults and children 4 months and above. Myconazole is the generic name of Dactarin. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
Hey, please follow us on social media. It is at Magic899 on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat. And also Facebook.com/Magic89.9. See you there.
From halfway across the globe,
it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
Magic 89.9.
Hear ye, hear ye. Come join all of Underland in Disney's Alice Through the Looking Glass in cinemas July 6. Enter a new world in the movies and enter a different world with a Globe My Lifestyle no lockup plan with almost double data.
It's a whole lot more than my regular plan.
Plus, you could also get a chance to win a trip to Batanes.
Sounds lovely. Could use a holiday.
Come, Paige, let's scurry off to get the Globe My Lifestyle plan.
Promo period is from June 15 to August 15, 2016. Per DTI FTEB SPD permit number 6000 series of 2016.
Kain tayo sa masarap!
Oo nga, masarap! Pero mahal!
Sunod ako sa payday.
Hindi naman lahat ng masarap, mahal. Sa Jollibee, may Jolly Savers. Burger steak made with 100% pure beef patty, 50 lang. Cheesiest, meatiest, sweet sarap Jolly Spaghetti, 50 lang. At beefy lang hap sarap yum burger, 30 lang. Sa Jolly Savers, sarap na parang payday sa presyong pang everyday. Sulit!
Jolly Savers, sulit sarap bestsellers. Sarap payday sa presyong everyday.
Hey you. Yes, you, the one driving. Your car's got nasty scratches. No, no need to look out your window. They're not on your car. They're in it. Scratches in your engine caused by friction, leading to wear and tear, bringing down your car's performance. So fill up on Caltex with Tecron with the new Clean and Glide technology. It's designed to reduce friction that can cause wear scratches. Gas up on new Caltex with Tecron today. Now, has anyone told you your left rear tire's flat?
Gold has turned to platinum. Fill up on new Caltex Platinum with Tecron. Quicker clean and smoother glide compared to silver grade.
Jessie Mendiola po to. Ang success, matter of perspective lang yan. A setback can be a setup for a comeback. Ang bawat talo, tuturuan ka kung paano manalo. Lahat ng rejections, pwede maging motivation. And every struggle is a step closer to success. That's why with every challenge, lasap ko na ang tagumpay. With Taduay Select. Expertly blended to make every achievement taste so much sweeter. It's the drink you deserve. Toast your success with the latest from the rum experts. Taduay Select. Drink responsibly.
It is said that real strength lies in silence. That you can hear the faintest beat of a butterfly's wings. And it is in the all-new Montero Sports 2.4-liter clean diesel engine with Myvec, where silence and power are in harmony. I believe the term is strong silent type. If it is more wisdom you seek, visit newmonterosport.ph.
The all-new Montero Sport. Engineered excitement. Test drive one today.
Kay Matienza po for Memo Plus Gold. Nagtatanong, may nakalimutan ka ba?
Nakusan ko na ilapag yung shopping bag ko, nandun lahat ng pinamili ko.
May nakalimutan ka ba?
Nangangamotin na ako sa exam na to. Hindi ko maalala ang sagot.
May nakalimutan ka ba?
Michael, hi!
Hi! Ano nga ba pangalan nito? Nakakahiya.
Embarrassing kapag makakalimutin, di ba?
Good memory makes a difference.
For me, nakakatulong ang Memo Plus Gold. Pure and natural Bacopa Pamonyera. Memo Plus Gold. Laman ang may gold memory.
Mahalagang paalala, ang Memo Plus Gold ay hindi gamot at hindi dapat gamitin panggamot.
Give your brain a boost. One capsule of Memo Plus Gold Pure and Natural Bacopa Muñera will help you stay mentally alert, sharp, and focused. Memo Plus Gold Pure and Natural Bacopa Monyera. Iwas kalimot.
Nowhere to get your denim this July at the SM Supermall's Denim Fair. Get up to 70% off on your favorite denim the whole month of July. Head on to SM Supermall's now. Promo period from July 1 to July 31, 2016. For DTI FTEB SPD permit number 9709, series of 2016.
From halfway across the globe.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
Milk money. Heard you in the mood for a little milkshake. Welcome to the Dairy Duchess Love Factory. I could whip it up, fix you up straight away. Come on in the front door, leave it out the back door. Whip it, flip it, hey. Money.
Me and the girls up in the club, hating clothes, but I don't give a fuck. Running amok, owning the spot, buying the bar like I bought all these rocks. I've been working all week. Now where is my drink? Hair and nails on fleek.
All my girls on fleek. Cause we
I-N-T-E-P-E-N-T-E-N-T. Do you know what that means? Can't see me. B-R-O-K-E. I'm P-A-I-D. Heard about me, I'm saying.
You got that, you got that, you got that milk money.
It's the morning show on the world famous Magic 89.9. Glad you're here. Thanks for joining us.
Speaking of money, you know that song, right?
What?
You see, Lionel Messi's gonna go to jail.
God.
Go to prison.
This is the football player, yes?
Oh, not just any. Maybe best of all time.
Why is he going to jail?
Oh, and by the way, he's not like retired or anything. He's still very much a dominant player.
Why is he
like,
going to jail? What do you do?
Tax evasion?
Oh,
just a tad under 2 years, by the way. 21 months.
How much are we talking? Do we know?
He's going to be penalized 3.7 euros, so it must be more. And he's going to go to jail, though. Or prison, whatever. I think it's prison right now. Jail's
yikes.
Like you stay there for the weekend. Prison's like you stay there for a long time. Messi.
What a mess.
Yeah, but he also isn't like a dick or anything. You know, it's not like if... I don't know, Ron Artest was going to go to jail. Like, ah, okay, malamang. It's Ron Artest.
Yeah.
Messi's a good guy. Like,
oh, he, or, you know, people love him.
Yeah, there's no problem with him. Everything's not, he's like Steph. Like, clean looking. No aggressive tattoos. No stupid, you know, off the field behavior. He's Messi. He's like the golden child.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, how Cristiano Ronaldo last week threw a fit and threw a reporter's microphone into a lake.
None of that kind of behavior.
No, none of that.
Right, and Cristiano Ronaldo's kind of like a douchey kind of guy, you know, like with the hair and the chicks and all of that stuff. I mean, but there's nothing wrong with him either. But Messi's 10 times better than that.
So then was this...
On field and off field.
this is probably a stupid question, but like, you know, was it one of those cases where he really just didn't realize what was going on? You know, he thought other people were taking care of it, and then turns out
like his father, who's also going to go to jail with him.
What?
His defense is, and I quote this: "I knew nothing. I was playing football. I knew nothing."
Yeah. Like that. You know, he just thought like his people were taking care of it. Yung pala hindi.
I don't doubt that whenever someone of his caliber says that. Like, you know how when people are trying to go after Manny Pacquiao for his taxes and he's like, "I didn't know. Like, I was paying people who are in charge of this."
Right.
I don't doubt that. However, at the end of the day, it is still their responsibility.
Yikes.
To know.
2 years? Yeah. He's going to be in jail for this.
A tad under. 21 months. 3 months under.
Oh,
2 years. You might as well just gone the whole 2 years, by the way, whoever was sentencing him.
Oh, that sucks.
Messy. Freaking messy, dude. It's like Steph Curry going to jail. Right? Imagine how we would be just floored if we heard, "Oh, bukas, Steph Curry, he's going to go to jail for 2 years."
I mean, do you think he's going to have a football career to come back to? Like, do you think physically, too, like, he'd be able to come back to...
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they... I don't know if they really go to jail or if they just sentence him and then he goes there for a week and then that's it.
Yeah, he's been sentenced. They're currently under appeal. They don't expect to serve any jail time.
He's a good guy.
Him and his dad. But, I mean, just the thought of him actually being sentenced 2 years.
Right.
Imagine the fear of God put into his chest at that moment. He's like, wait, what? Right.
I mean, he's not a bad guy, so I doubt he's going to go, you know? I'm sure they're going to work it out. He's got all the money in the world to make it happen where he just spends a day there. He gets booked, puts in the handcuffs, and then gets out. You know, something like that. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But still. Anyway, 6310899. Let's get a topic out of this. But on the flip side, what about which celebrity or popular person you wouldn't be surprised if one day he goes to jail or she goes to jail? You wouldn't be surprised if this popular figure ended up in jail one day. Because it happens. 6310899.
Even for something petty, overnight, you know, and...
Yeah. Well, let's start with us. If we were going to go to jail, what do you think the crime would be? Just amongst the three of us before we take some of these calls. Why do you think Nico would be in jail? It would have to be like extortion.
Solicitation.
Of prostitution?
Yeah, something like that.
Like he went out and... Like in a prostitution bust, he was caught?
But like...
Na-raid ako, may good morning towel ako over my head.
So, basta, for some reason, that's the first thing that came to mind.
I feel like statutory rape. I feel like he would have gone for
rape. That's you.
That is so up your alley. No, don't do that.
You accuse me of maybe possibly extorting somebody? Is what
that's
almost...
so not true. I would never do that.
Lord. Yeah! That's all you.
I would be gambling ring. You know, like that's what I thought. If I go to jail, because I'm like I'm wetting lord. I think that's what would happen.
No, honestly.
You don't gamble.
Rape
you don't drink.
Is you to a T. Like that's yours. That's
it's
all
not.
You. Yes, it is.
You people.
Okay,
are
me.
Cruel.
Now me.
You get. I don't think we can put you in jail.
Espionage, like North Korean espionage.
We just deport you.
Cool. Because your brother's a Secret Service agent and all that stuff, and you were stealing state secrets and sending it over to the Koreans.
Is that what you're doing here?
I am so cool.
I know. I really would not be surprised. Sam's brother Jason Bourne.
And I'm a rapist.
To stay with you guys. I like that.
Yeah. I think that's what would happen. Nico would be kind of like just selling drugs, but it's like the not the big time stuff.
Like the shady.
Mushrooms.
Like really dirty stuff. Like really low grade. Like, yeah.
No. His would be like, pakonyo-konyo drugs. It's not the glue or anything. It's just the sashan stuff.
No. Mine would be forgery.
James Yap finds out
how much money I made back in high school forging his autograph and he'd be like, "Okay, you gotta go to jail now."
And me, like, the reaction to me would be like the reaction people would have with Messi right now. Like, what?
No.
Not even. Never, ever
in 100,000 years would I think he would end up in jail. What? No.
You know when Ron Artest, who became Meta World Peace, announced that he was changing his name to Panda Friend? And people's reaction were like, "Yeah, okay, whatever, it's him." That's the reaction.
Lines are full. 6310899. You wouldn't be surprised if this celebrity or popular figure ended up in jail. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Hi.
Hi, this is Roman Son. I just wanted to make a correction. Messi won't be going to jail.
Yeah, we just said that.
Okay.
Yeah. We just said that, dude.
Okay. Sorry, I was my daughter was just excited to ask Colin. Oh. Here she is.
Okay, well, tell your daughter we said hello. Hi. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Bye, sweetie.
Okay, bye.
Bye, guys. Bye. Be safe.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's sentenced to jail.
But yes.
We're exaggerating for the topic. Clearly, we know he's got the money to get out of it. But if he didn't have the money, he would be going like everybody else. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
Amazing.
Fabulous.
Morning.
Absolutely. How are you? Absolutely.
Okay. You're so handsome.
What do you need?
He's so handsome, though.
Yeah, I think Miguel Robles is handsome. Because I saw his pictures in Facebook and in your page, so I think I'm in love with him.
That is, first of all, not the topic.
Yeah, Dale, our patience is running thin. Yes, on you. What?
Yeah, regarding about the topic, I wouldn't be surprised if Mariah Carey would be in jail.
Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Why?
Absolutely.
Because she's cuckoo?
For what?
For, you know, because I think he's using drugs, just like Whitney Houston and, you know, other
possessions. And you. Right. All right, Dale.
Bye, dears.
Bye.
Fantastic.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks.
I'm still entertained by him, you guys. I don't know.
I am, too. First of all, this was his worst call he's ever had today. He saved it at the end there with fantastic. For no reason.
Yeah, I love how he just says big words for no reason. That's why I love Dale. Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Totally.
I love how my favorite is the other day. We're like, hi, Dale. And he goes, hi, guys. Absolutely. Absolutely what?
Morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Chris.
Chris,
hey,
okay.
Chris. Sorry, may I just say, if it's Sam O, you'd probably get in jail for public intoxication.
But that has happened already. We're looking for new things, okay?
Is this a crime?
Yeah, all right, but...
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Is this a crime?
All right.
So you wouldn't be surprised if Blank goes to jail.
Right. I think Chris Aquino.
For what?
Probably misuse of public funds.
Misusing funds, government funds, again.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, again, special favor.
All right. All right. Thank you.
I would thank her, but not for that. I think she's a straight ship. She's no Messi when it comes to that.
So then, what do you think she'd go to jail for?
Like, you know how if you screw up the national anthem, like that's a crime or something. Like, it would be something like that. She'd be like, she'd sing it, and because she's got that way of saying it. Like, how to have Dale, if you, like, would you trust Dale singing the national anthem?
Hell no.
Right? Same thing with Chris. It would have to be something kind of minor like that. Morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Baron Geiser.
Baron. Hello. For what?
For being an asshole. I don't know. For disrupting I don't know, for having
assault.
A fight in the bar.
Assault.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Can't say I didn't think of that.
Too obvious of an answer.
Yeah.
Let's get more creative, kids. Morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can you turn up your radio, please?
Okay. Would you be a man and vice gender for rape?
Okay.
For what?
For what?
Rape.
Rape. Huh? Wait, the three of us in a cell together? That'd be a fun cell. Yeah. Great. Thanks.
Bye.
Now, too much money in the world, too many people want a part of it that we don't, I mean, they don't have to ask. Like, they don't have to force it. They just sit there. You know? Yeah. No. No rapist in there. Morning.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
What's up?
So anyway, see Ian somewhere out there.
Huh? Why?
Who's that?
What's that show?
Tarzan.
Kasi
it's a new Tarzan.
When palaging sa booking si Jimmy, tapos nakakausap ko siya.
What's it, Vampire Diaries? The guy in Vampire Diaries, right? Like the really intense looking guy?
No, no, yung Pinoy, si Ian.
Veneracion.
Yeah, sorry, it's in Veneracion pala.
Jesus Christ. Oh. All right, yeah. Okay. No, for what?
Palagi daw siya nagwi-weed eh, sa umaga whenever nag-team kami.
Ah, okay, so it'll be... Wait, you work with him?
No, no, hindi, hindi, hindi. Nakita ko na sa gym.
Ah, okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Right. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Ian Somerhalder. Yung Pinoy. Pinoy si Somerhalder.
I know, kaya nga.
Is this like some Nicole Scherzinger 5% Pinoy thing?
How do you mess that one up when the last name is so clearly like...
And it's so much more difficult to think Ian Somerhalder than Ian Veneracion, okay? Like, really?
Alam mo yung Pinoy race car driver, Michael Schumacher? Alam mo yung... It's like, what? How do you mess that one up? Alam mo yung Pinoy na artista, The Rock?
It's like... It's so good. It's, so good.
Man, Ian Veneracion is so hot, man. He is hot.
Oh, he's hotter now in the morning, Mama. Morning.
Hello. Hi, last good morning. Call. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Hey, who's this?
Yeah, good morning. This is Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Bob. You wouldn't be surprised if Blank went to jail.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Maro Hat goes to jail for treason.
For what?
Treason.
For treason,
really?
Yeah.
What?
The generals that Duterte implicated was all his generals.
All
Huh. Huh. Okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, man. Okay. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
But he's somewhere out there right now travel blogging.
At least we know where he is because he's blogging about it.
Yeah. Let's take a break. When we come back, more of the show. Don't go away.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
99.9. Dati ang smartphone ko, sa liit ng screen, todo squint pag games. Ngayon, all eyes a wide screen. Kung dati, pwede na. Ngayon, sobrang ganda! When Smart Prepaid, change the way you experience fun. Because for just 1,288 pesos plus a purchase of a 100 peso Smart Prepaid load card, may Star Mobile PlayClick smartphone with a 4.5-inch screen ka na, may 1 year of free data and load rewards ka pa. Big screen, big fun! Only from Smart. Visit smart.com.ph to know more. Promo runs till August 31, 2016. Per DTI FTEB SPD permit number 8839 series of 2016.
Hi, Paolo Villina here. I'm into the latest gadgets and everything exciting. When I found Mule, it's a match. Chilled or with lots of ice. Sarap! Try Smirnoff Mule. Stubbornly refreshing.
Drink responsibly.
Smirnoff Mule. Stubbornly refreshing.
Mas bilis, galing, bilis, galing, bilis, galing, bilis. Alkaline.
Mas mabilis sa para.
It works within 15 minutes for up to 8 hours.
At longer lasting pa.
Sa lagnat ng bata, mas bilis galing ang dulan.
If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Sa lagnat ng bata, mas bilis galing ang dulan.
Like us on facebook.com/dulanphilippines to learn more about bilis galing dulan.
Talagang nagbabago ang lahat. Tulad ng profile pic mo, relationship status, waistline, ayos ng buhok, kulay ng buhok. Ever-changing din ang weather. Mood ng tatay mo. Patingiti mo. Pagdakita mo ang iyong crush. Uy.
Welcome change into your life. Enjoy it with a new Burger McDo. Now beefier and tastier than the previous recipe. The new Burger McDo comes with a drink for only 55 pesos. Price varies.
You got promoted? You got promoted! Oh man, this is it! You're officially on the road to success. From here on, it's nowhere but up. Straight ahead! And if you face bumps on the road, don't slow down. This is your journey. You're gonna love every second of it.
Whatever life's journeys, the all-new Toyota Innova with its powerful and fuel-efficient engine will take you to wherever you need to be. The all-new Toyota Innova. Love the journey.
The Uniqlo sale is your last chance to shop till you drop this season. Head to any Uniqlo branch from July 8 to 14 and shop at prices you shouldn't miss out on. Download the Uniqlo app for discounts or visit uniqlo.com/ph for more details. For DTI FTEB SPD permit number 6822 series of 2016.
Sabi nila, ang multitasker mas productive. Are you a multitasker? Subukan ang Bear Brand Adult Plus Physical Coordination Giftedness and Mathematical Aptitude Multitasking Test. 1. With your left hand, rub your belly. 2. With your right hand, pat your head. 3. Habang ginagawa mo yan, solve the equation. 2 times 2 times 5 divided by 0.02. Challenging ano? Kay multitasker ka o hindi, kakayanin ang mga work challenges sa tulong ng Bear Brand Adult Plus. Level up na sa tibay na pang-adults.
My little boy, his name is Bing, and Bing has a singaw.
How?
S-I-N-G.
Aw ang sadikaw.
Pwede lang sabaw.
Like mo pag may singaw.
Ow!
Ang favorites ng moms at kids, ow! Pag may sing, ow! Ang reko ng doctor, Dactarin Oral Gel. Di mahapdi ipahid, patay ang singaw-causing fungi in as fast as 2 days. Kaya tanggal ang, ow!
Ow! Pag may singaw!
Wow! Pag ng Dactarin!
Dactarin Oral Gel is for singaw due to fungal infection for adults and children 4 months and above. Myconazole is the generic name of Dactarin. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
From halfway across the globe.
From halfway across the globe, it's
Simone
Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
So I like this song in the first minute and a half of it. I'm like, hurry up, Adam Levine.
I know. Like, before I turn on my mic, I was like, start talking.
I'm like, good Lord. Slow does this have to be? I think it's because the original is like 2 minutes long, and this is 4.5, and Adam Levine just took his time.
And it's slow, and it's a fading song,
yeah.
Which in 2016 isn't that common.
Okay.
I always wonder, how do they sing that live?
Which one?
Right.
Like songs that fade.
Does
like Adam Levine go?
I'm sure they work around it.
Why didn't they do that in the studio?
He took his time with that one, man.
I like that version, though.
It's
like
a good version, for the first minute and a half. And then after that, it's like, dude, hurry up. The sex is dry and the candy's melted by the time you get done with this
one. You guys are sounding super whiny now, officially.
Okay,
all right, let's go.
That's true.
I have a nice watch that an ex-girlfriend gave me that I don't wear because it's, you know, it's the ex-girlfriend, so I don't really look at it. You know, it's just, I know it's there in my closet somewhere. And I know if I took it out and wore it, the current girlfriend, like, what?
Oh,
I'm gonna give you that.
Right.
You gotta get rid of it quick before she's, you know.
Well, yeah, and well, no, she knows it exists because it's a nice watch. I mean, it's a really expensive watch.
Okay.
And sometimes I want to wear it because, you know, I forget that. Not that I forget. I know that the ex-girlfriend gave me this watch, but who cares? It's expensive. It's nice. I should be able to show it off a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Instagram it. I don't know. Do something with it. But then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to sell it. I don't need it. I don't want to wear it because I don't want the current, you know, I don't want girlfriend to see and make her feel all thing. And it's just sitting money.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right?
Okay.
Get rid of it, right? So I went to Craigslist and I said, you know, really nice watch for sale. And I'm selling it like, and it's in a good condition because I never wear it, right? Because I'm with the girlfriend, right? So, it's really good condition, really expensive, but I'm going to sell it for like 20% of what it's like price. Just because, whatever. Who cares? Yeah?
I just want to get rid of it.
Just want to get rid of it. So now I'm getting message after message after message from people. But like, what? It's so cheap. I want to buy it. I want to buy it. You know, I'm like, okay. And, but a lot, like maybe half of the people that want it because it's expensive that they can't maybe can't afford it in cash, so they want me to trade for it. Like they want to trade.
Ooh,
that's usually fun.
What's on the table?
That's what I'm like. I've never traded anything ever except cards, you know, sports cards.
Yeah,
right. But because people want the watch, I get it. They're just gonna trade a bunch of stuff. Like I'll give you all of this other junk for that. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to trade, but let me hear. What do you want? What do you want to trade for it? The first guy says, how about a high-powered sniper rifle?
Oh,
this guy's
no.
in the military before. And I'm like, what the hell am I going to do with that? But since we're on the topic, let me see it. What is it? Like, let's send me some photos.
Yeah,
give, you know,
curiosity.
Give me the specs.
Yeah.
I just want to know. Right. Let's, since we've got a dialogue coming in. And this guy sends me photos of him. And this sniper rifle, I swear to God, is a Call of Duty type of stuff, man. It is. He's like, yeah, you could headshot somebody from a kilometer away. And I'm like, oh, you're like,
what
I'm going to do that.
What in the world?
Super high powered. Really Navy SEALs and the thing, you know, this sniper rifle.
You're not taking it, are you?
Automatic or semi-automatic sniper rifle, by the way. It's like
semi-automatic.
It's not one of those things where you're like, it's like back, back, back from distance. You know? It's like,
you're
wow.
starting to sound excited about it. You're not taking this trade.
No, there's no way I'm going to accept a sniper rifle. I have children, and there's no point for a sniper rifle. Right?
In the suburbs of Las Vegas.
yeah. What is it? Somebody's going to come to my house. I'm going to like, stand back. Go back 1 kilometer. I can say you're breaking into my home, and I'm going to kill you. But I was just kind of wowed by the culture of trading. And maybe I'm – just because I don't really sell things too often and all that. Do you guys do this? Do you trade stuff? Like trade things that are unrelated? Because
yeah.
I would get if I had a watch and then I'm like, okay, I'll trade you that Rolex or this Patek or, you know, whatever, you know, because they're watches,
yeah.
right? Or like it's like basketball cards, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, oh, I want that watch
or
for a sniper
for
rifle.
Sneaker. Yeah.
Yeah. Sneaker for sneaker, whatever. But for, I'll trade you my, for those sneakers, I'll give you these Beats.
Let's hear it. What are people trading nowadays?
Yeah.
So 631-0899, you call us. Tell us, what have you traded that were unrelated?
I like how it rhymes. Touch.
Yes, yes, yo.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
I feel like Nico's got a ton of stories, but we'll go to the callers first.
Hi, Nico's, who's this?
Hi, Mark here.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah, it's not actually me who traded it, but I saw it in the buy and sell magazine.
Yeah.
The locally one. One guy was trading Rottweiler for a scooter. And he won 120cc scooter for a Rottweiler.
No, that's good, man.
That's the wildest I've seen.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Right,
bye-bye.
Champion line. 631-0899, you've engaged in an odd trade for just materialistic stuff. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Eric.
Hey,
hi, Eric.
What's up, Eric?
I remember may car ako na Lancer before. And then someone, kasi I posted na binibenta ko na siya. And then someone texted me, pinitrade niya ako tatlong tricycle daw plus yun daw i-trade niya sa akin. Sabi ko, gagawin ko dun. Parang napaka pag-upgrade nga ako, bilang nag-downgrade na mo sa business sa akin.
Sabi ko, pero tatlo, Brad, tatlo.
Negosyo mo na yan.
Pero mo, napaisip din ako dun. Iniisip ko, no kaya, i-business ko kaya ipakita ko.
Yeah. No, that's true.
They're slightly related,
but yes, kind of super unrelated at the same time. Thanks for the call, man. That's a good call.
Bye.
Tatlo.
Tatlo, chong. So, nag-downgrade ka nga, pero iba naman araw-araw.
Yeah. Your response would be, so, ano, kailangan na tatlong parking na just for this. Good morning.
Hello.
Just make it one super mega tricycle for you and your family, right? Morning.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, hi. Who's this?
Hi, your name? My dear?
Yes, hello.
Oh, there. Hi.
What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Bonnie.
Yes,
she's
you are.
She's listening to the stream, isn't she?
Yes, yes. This is Berna.
Berna,
okay, Berna. Go ahead.
All right. What's the trade?
Yes. Actually, I hate animals. So when my husband bring home a Siberian Husky.
Aww.
Then I traded that Siberian Husky for a bonsai plant instead.
A bonsai plant?
What the hell?
That's terrible.
Yes. Because I hate animals. Sorry. So what I traded this for a bonsai. Now it's here in the garden. I'd rather have a plant than a dog in the house.
Who did you trade it to?
The luckiest man
actually,
on earth.
There's some, you know, yung nagtitida na mga plants sa along the road, and I saw a very big bonsai, then I traded it.
Then and there, like you just gave it over.
How long did you have it before you traded it? How long did you have it before you traded it?
6 months.
Patagal-tagal din.
You didn't even develop an affection for it at 6 months?
I know.
Months?
Those were like the cutest puppies.
My kids were very sad when I traded the
Wife of the Year and Mom of the Year. Okay.
And did you tell anybody before you traded the animal that you were going to trade it, or you just came home with a new tree and no dog?
No, I told my husband, of course.
Okay.
All right.
But
okay,
of course,
Pita.
He gets mad at me. But Tana. I told him, you should be the one taking care of the dog.
All right. All right. Thank you. I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about you, Tita, but all right.
Bye.
Bye.
Wait. Blue eyes?
Yes.
Oh.
Tita naman eh.
All right. Get out of here.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I get if you, like, traded your dog for a plant. Like, I don't know, you classified ads it or something, but to drive on the street, go, uy, may puno, teka lang, to the side.
No, here, like,
take the dog out of it.
I was hoping for, I was expecting.
Can I trade bantai for your bonsai? And
I was waiting for her to say that it was like some special strain of bonsai plant, na rare, like bundok sa Japan or whatever, but no, she was driving, saw a bonsai on the street, and said, dyan ka lang, ah. Uuwi lang ako sa bahay ko, kukunin ko yung aso namin, ipapalit ko dyan sa bonsai mo. Okay? Okay.
Right next to the buko pie stand. Like, I mean, it's just there on the street.
In the words of my father, tanga-tanga mo naman!
Lines are full. We're talking about odd trades you've pulled off or you've seen. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Angelo.
Hi, Angelo.
Hi, Angelo. How are you?
Good morning. I was selling a watch once online, and this guy wants to trade with a combat knife, two combat knives.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess watches and weapons go hand in hand for some weird reason. Because again, I was offered a sniper rifle for my watch, and I'm assuming you turned it down, right? Because you're not a soldier.
Yeah.
Not a good trade. Yep. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
I have a theory.
Yeah. What is that?
Killer
about?
John is dead.
Oh, Killer! You know, yeah, he does kind of sound like Killer John, huh?
Right. And I have this theory that Killer John has died.
We haven't heard from him in like forever.
Change came, and then it wasn't good for KJ.
Yeah, it's not that bad of a thing that we haven't heard from him, but I think he's dead.
No.
Okay. Sorry to go off topic. Joey on Twitter says he traded his Acer phone
for
a Jack Russell Terrier.
That sounds like a really good deal for him, isn't it?
Well, yung phone hindi tumatae, pero yeah.
I think I need a dog in my life. Do I need my phone? Maybe I can buy a bonsai and trade it for a dog.
Mm.
Yeah. No, true. Chris on Twitter says, I traded a Shaquille O'Neal Orlando Magic hologram NBA card.
Nice.
For a bag of potato chips. When he was really hungry. He's like, I need some chips in my life. I'm going to go ahead and trade this.
What would be the value of this card? Do you know?
I don't know. I mean, how many years was he on the Magic? 3, 4?
Something like that.
How many seasons was he? Yeah. Thereabouts?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bad trade.
Yeah. It's hologram.
Yeah, it's hologram. I mean, either way, the bag of chips, you lose.
Mga limang kahon. At least limang kahon ng potato chips. Yeah.
Chen on Twitter. Again, we'll get to your calls. I know the lines are full. Hang in there, people. Chen says, old school Volkswagen Beetle for an iPhone 6.
What?
Yeah. Demon 6 Plus.
Morning.
Hi. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah.
That's the same value, though, by the way. Beetle and a 6. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. What?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I have this Tito. He has a really expensive car. It's basically a supercar. One guy told him that he'd give his ice plant for it, like the yung gawa ng yellow.
His business.
Wow. Whoa!
What kind of car was it?
Ferrari.
Ferrari for an ice plant.
Yeah.
So
it's a super customized Ferrari then, because I think he's told me he spent $90,000 on just accessories on it.
So did this trade actually happen?
No, he didn't want to.
Yeah.
I would have thought about it.
He went on to melt the ice after he burns out with his Ferrari. And all the ice is just melting behind him.
Damn.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
It.
Thanks. Bye.
Maybe because the guy probably had plants of his own of different kinds, of course, to afford the Ferrari. So
yeah.
He's like, why would I want another headache like that?
Right.
But I feel like I would take the ice plant.
Yeah.
And then, like, just make more money and buy another Ferrari or whatever you want.
Plus a Ferrari in the Philippines on these roads. You know, but then again, he bought it in the first place, so he obviously doesn't mind.
Yeah, I mean, like Ferrari over lifetime supply of yellow. Of course, ice.
No, you have to time that trade offer kasi i-timing mo sa gitna ng summer. Init na init talaga. Alam mo ano maganda ngayon? Yellow, no, pre? What if may isang planta ka ng yellow?
For your Ferrari, no, 90,000 in accessories. Good morning.
Hello. Hi.
Hello? Hello? And let's trade them for another caller.
Hey.
Oh, there you go. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, go ahead.
What's up?
Yeah, regarding the topic, what can you trade?
Trades.
You're still on that one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And about 9 years ago, I traded one of my airsoft.
Airsoft
I
rifle.
I can get behind that.
Flip phone.
Yeah, for a Samsung flip phone. And I used that phone to sneak to my current girlfriend that time. To text one girl, I mean, to use it.
Oh, it was for you to cheat on your girlfriend.
So you traded your gun, you traded a weapon to get a dirty phone.
It was a toy gun, dude.
Yeah.
But you traded away a gun so you can cheat on your girlfriend.
Yep.
Nicely done, sir. Yep, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
If your girlfriend found out, she's got to borrow an airsoft gun to shoot you right in the bet log. good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Yep. Yes. Who's this?
Yeah. Dati Trinidad yung parang inutuwa ko eh nung bata ako. Binigay sa akin yung Rick Smith's na hologram.
Rick Smith's. So, okay.
Nako.
Kapalit ng Kobe na ano, rookie card na per deck.
Kobe rookie card?
Yeah, because the hologram got him.
Nabulag ka sa hologram?
Parang pina-shine-shine pa sa harap ko, sabi. Oh, ito, maganda to. Rick Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no. Okay, yeah, stupid. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
No. Sam, you don't know what that is, but that's saying like...
That's like a basketball card thing, right?
It is, but the difference in, say, again, if we take it to watches, for example, it's like a colorful swatch. And you're like, oh, look, it's because it's pink and green for that Rolex.
Mm, yeah. Sure. Yeah. I figured.
Plus, there's nothing wrong with a hologram Rick Smith's, but it's not a rookie card for Kobe Bryant is what it is. Last call. Morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
It's Dong.
Hi, Dong.
Hi. So, yeah, we had a worker before who wanted to buy a phone for me. I was selling it at secondhand. He didn't have much money to offer, but he was a farmer. So, ang sabi niya dati, bago pa iPhone 5S. So, sabi ko, chief, sige, trade tayo. Ano ma-offer mo? Sabi niya, 5 kilo ng alimango.
Hell wow. Yeah.
For an iPhone 5?
So, you traded?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah. I would too.
How many kilos?
Five.
5 kilos of crab? For a phone?
Yes.
I want to.
Ito ba yung crab na malaki yung claw?
Ano yung klase? Blue crab.
Blue! Oh, I don't know, man.
I mean, obviously you were kind of doing him a little favor, right?
Sure. I mean, he was one of our loyal workers. And he just really wanted a phone.
Yeah. That's cute.
Tell him to keep the food, too. Blue crab's not delicious. All right. Okay. Thanks,
man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about like crab claws, like, you know, the big ones, you know, then like, yeah. All right. Fine. I could get behind that. Blue crab?
But
all you get is that orange egg fat?
I don't think that's the point. You know? He just wanted to do something nice for this farmer who was a loyal employee. It's cute. My favorite call. My favorite trailer.
It's up there with Kobe and Smith's. Apag Zero on Twitter says, a friend of his, they trade magic cards for marijuana.
Magic cards?
Yeah. For weed.
Huh. Are they that valuable, these magic cards?
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, oh, really? Yes. No, magic cards. That Yes.
Whoa.
This is something like if Duterte heard, he'd be like, okay, no, I'll let you pass on that one because that's a good trade.
What?
Yeah, magic cards. Like, I don't play magic cards, but I know people are crazy about them. And just for weed?
Ugh. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. No, you go with the magic cards. Mm. Let's take a break. Back after this. Don't go away.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
First, I was always wanting. Ang yummy niya eh. But I got turned off. Super oily kasi siya. But my new one, Kenny, my God, girl. Sarap pa pakin. Love ko na siya. And I am so not guilty.
OMG. Outrageous, mouth-watering, guiltless chicken by Kenny Rogers. Fried chicken that's not fried. Less oil, zero guilt.
I'm so not sharing.
But you can with our 8-piece bucket. Kenny's OMG Unfried Fried Chicken. Dial 555-9000 for delivery.
Or log on to kennys.com.ph to order and pay online now.
Hey, rookie! Kaya mo nang mag Red Horse Beer!
nasa tamang edad ka na. Ang dami mo nang kaya. Paglakas ng loob na dala, siya ang pinagpapala. At pagdating sa chicks, ay ikaw na ang matinik. Boses ko palang naririnig, mga bebo't kinikilig. Red horse, extra strong, the number one beat. Ito ang tama.
Kaya mo nang mag-Red Horse Beer. Lakas ng tama, pero di wasak. Drink responsibly.
Maulanan man o maarawan sa trabaho,
Max Tibay! Max Speed!
Kahit pagod, may time sa mga anak,
Max Lakas! Max Speed!
At kay Mrs.
Hi, hon!
Max Init! Max Speed!
Buhayin ang tibay, lakas at init sa
Max Speed!
Multivitamins, minerals, plus ginseng, royal jelly is the generic name of Max Speed. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Hi, this is Sharon Cuneta. May gagaling pa ba sa Petron Value Card? Kasi I get more than peso points kada pagas. I get bonus points sa birthday ko and every fifth day visit. Points that I can exchange for fuel or cell phone load. I also get freebies, discounts, at free 24-hour roadside service. I get all of these and more all year round with my Petron Value Card. Because Petron knows we deserve only the best.
Experience best day at Petron with Petron Tri-Active. Better engine protection, better mileage, and better power. Because Petron believes in giving everyone its best.
It's the SM Store's mid-year clearance.
Mid-year clearance.
Mid-year clearance. Enjoy 50% off on great finds. Let's clear the racks. July 1 to 10. All SM Stores nationwide. Per DTI FTEB SPD permit number 9275 series of 2016.
It's the SM Store's mid-year clearance from July 1 to 10.
Clara, oh, Clara Olay. Make your delicious memories with me. Clara, oh, Clara Olay. Make your delicious memories with me. Clara Olay. Delicious memories. Clara Olay. Delicious memories. Clara Olay.
Fill your kitchen with Clara Olay jams, pasta sauces, marinades, syrups, and dips and dressings. And make delicious memories now. Like My Clara Olay on Facebook for cooking tips and recipes.
Ouch! Ouch! Ouch!
Aday?
Ouch!
Ouch!
Headache!
Ouch!
Toothache!
Headache!
Ouch!
Toothache!
Headache!
Ouch!
Toothache! Headache!
Ouch!
Toothache!
Ang pain hindi fun. Kahit i-remix pa natin, pain pa din yan. Para sa tuloy-tuloy na good vibes, Magdolphinol. May PGE2 pain blockers to stop pain from dysmenorrhea, headache, and toothache. Para laging good vibes, Magdolphinol.
Trusted quality healthcare. Unilabian.
Mefenamic acid is the generic name of Dolphinol. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Mommy, I need a laptop for school.
We have to buy a cake first.
Why? Mommy, I want iPad for my birthday.
We have to buy some Mamon first.
Mamon?
Because it's a Red Ribbon Sweepstakes promo. Just buy 300 pesos worth of Red Ribbon products and you get a chance to win an iPad, laptop, or GoPro. Plus a date with the Kramers.
Mommy, why do you buy so many?
More cakes and more Mamon mean more chances of winning.
Promo duration is from July 3 to August 13, 2016. Per DTI FTEB SPD permit number 6072 series of 2016.
The Red Ribbon Sweepstakes has started. Join now and you can be one of the winners. Promo duration is from July 3 to August 13, 2016. Per DTI FTEB SPD permit number 6072 series of 2016.
From halfway across the globe.
From halfway across the globe, it's
Mo Twister. In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
So this is something that we were briefly talking about earlier. You know, these phone games that everyone's playing. Gone are the days when we're playing them on consoles or, you know, PCs. There are so many amazing phone games out there now. Especially if you're using a smartphone, the graphics are amazing. Feel na feel when you're right there in the game itself. Which is why you need a big enough screen so you can really enjoy the gameplay. And it's also really exciting to play on touchscreen. Mas lalo na pag malaki ang screen, you can see everything down to the details. And big screen smartphones are affordable na din. This is the good news because Smart's changing the way you experience fun. For just 1,288 pesos with purchase of a Smart prepaid 100 peso load card, my Star Mobile Play Click 4.5-inch screen smartphone ka na, which comes with free data and load rewards for a whole year. Level up ang gaming mo dahil level up na ang screen mo. Visit smart.com.ph now to find out more. Big screen, big fun, only from Smart. This is happening until August 31, 2016. For DTI FTEB SPD permit number 8839, series of 2016.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
Dati ang smartphone ko, sa liit ng screen, todo squint pag games. Ngayon, all eyes a wide screen. Kung dati, pwede na. Ngayon, sobrang ganda! With Smart Prepaid, change the way you experience fun. Because for just 1,288 pesos plus a purchase of a 100 pesos Smart Prepaid load card, may Star Mobile Play Click smartphone with a 4.5-inch screen ka na, may 1 year of free data and load rewards ka pa. Big screen, big fun! Only from Smart. Visit smart.com.ph to know more. Promo runs till August 31, 2016. Per DTI FTEB SPD permit number 8839, series of 2016.
Kain tayo sa masarap!
Oo nga, masarap! Pero mahal!
Sunod ako sa payday.
Hindi naman lahat ng masarap, mahal. Sa Jollibee, may Jolly Savers. Burger steak made with 100% pure beef patty, 50 lang. Cheesiest, meatiest, sweet sarap Jolly Spaghetti, 50 lang. At beefy lang hap sarap yum burger, 30 lang. Sa Jolly Savers, sarap na parang payday sa presyong pang everyday. Sulit!
Jolly Savers, sulit sarap bestsellers. Sarap payday sa presyong everyday.
Kami ang Gilas Pilipinas. Anumang suliranin, kayang palampasin. Anumang hamon, kayang harapin. Puso ang pinanglalaban. Bawat laban, inaalay sa bayan. Angat mo, Pilipinas!
Sa bawat pagbili ng Betadine Dry Powder Spray, 20 pesos ay mapupunta sa Alat Atleta Fund mula sa Betadine at Gilas Pilipinas. Inspiring future champions together. Promo period is from May 1, 2016 to May 1, 2017. For DOH, FDA, CDRR, permit number 178 series of 2016. Povidone iodine is a generic name of Betadine. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Sa bawat pagbili ng Betadine Dry Powder Spray, 20 pesos ay mapupunta sa Angat Atleta Fund mula sa Betadine at Gilas Pilipinas. Inspiring future champions together.
Come to the country's first digital Congress, DigiCon 2016, The Power of X. Digital multiplied. At the PICC on October 10 to 12. Learn from 100 speakers covering 10 tracks. Sign up now at powerofx.ph.
A wise man once said that reality is fluid, that one cannot foresee what lies ahead. But with the all-new Montero Sport GT's forward collision mitigation system, you are protected from what lies ahead. Is the beautiful gift of foresight others wish they had. If it is more wisdom you seek, visit newmonterosport.ph.
The all-new Montero Sport. Engineered excitement. Test drive one today.
My little boy, his name is Bing, and Bing has a sing-o.
How?
S-I-N-G.
Oh. Ow, ang sabikaw.
Pwede lang sabaw.
Like mom, pag may sing-aw.
Ow!
Ang favorites ng moms at kids, ow! Pag may sing-aw! Ang reko ng doctor, Doctorin Oral Gel. Di mahapdi ipahid, patay ang sing-aw causing fungi in as fast as 2 days. Kaya tanggal ang, ow!
Ow, pag may sing-aw!
Wow, pag ng doctor.
Dactarin Oral Gel is for singaw due to fungal infection for adults and children 4 months and above. Myconazole is the generic name of Dactarin. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
From halfway across the globe,
it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
89.9.
She ran away in a
Paradise at 8:25 on this Thursday morning. Sam, you exactly have one more hole than Nico and I do in our body.
That's how you open.
Is it
what? What
is it? Just one? What?
No, because you have a small one. That's right.
Huh?
Yeah. You probably have one more. Wait, hold on.
No. Yeah. I think boys. You're right. Yeah. Okay.
Well, no, we have the same amount of holes. I'm sorry, but yours is just much bigger than ours. That extra hole that I thought you had more than us, we have one too, but it's much smaller than the hole that you have.
I'm so confused now. Whatever. Where are you going with this?
I'm building it up, baby. Just
relax. I know. Where are we going?
I don't know. This is Nico's topic. Earlier this morning when Nico walked into the booth, he was like, Mo, I'm like, what? I saw this video, man. This guy, he cleans his ears with water and all this really bad things come out of it. And I don't know, Nico, you tell us the story. Come on.
No, there was a video of this guy who went to an ear doctor who was performing a procedure on him where they take, it looks like it's a gun, but it just sprays out water. And then they just spray water into his ear. And I think the pressure forces the earwax, and then there's lumps and lumps of earwax just coming out from his ear.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I'll show it to you.
That doesn't sound healthy. First of all, how do you encounter videos like this?
What are you
surfing online that you end up watching?
Her.
Do not show me, Nico. Do not show me.
She won't look
this,
if I show her right now.
This sounds like a really uncomfortable way of going about removing earwax, does it not? Because you know how that, you know the feeling of getting water in your ear? I hate that feeling. But
yeah,
you're doing it on purpose.
It doesn't sound like it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It doesn't sound like a good idea.
It's like it's a pump thing. It's like they keep pumping the water in.
Basta, right? Water. Nico, don't turn away your laptop. Seriously, I don't want to watch this.
Wait,
I have horrible enough mental images just from hearing your story. I don't need to see this.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean.
Ooh, it squirts out and then. Some of it is liquid form, and then this is just, just a big chunk. Just a big, impressive, hard chunk
that
of earwax.
Disgusting.
It's not even earwax anymore. I would call those ear stones.
Wow.
Just look
so
at that,
gross.
Sam.
This is so
love
gross.
It. Now back
I'm
to your
looking,
hole, Sam.
I'm not looking.
Okay. So here's what I want to talk about. Let's talk about cleaning holes in your body. I don't know what it is. How do you clean specific holes in your body or on your body? I forgot.
You need help there, buddy.
You know,
do you need help?
Somebody help me. Is it in or is it on?
Just say your body holes. Okay, there.
Okay, because see, me in there, you're being a possum.
But the holes are on. The holes aren't inside. The holes are on your body.
That's right. Okay, yeah. Thank you, Nico. Appreciate it. You be educated. Finest right there. 631-0899. What's the question again?
How do you clean holes on your body?
How do you clean certain holes on your body?
How many different ways are there to go about this?
I mean, we don't
usually
know.
Usually, cotton swab is the best.
Yeah.
Like, for any hole in your body. Right?
Yeah.
I thought before that there was no way to do anything else, and then we heard Mo's bidet story from last week.
That's right. Why are our lines full?
I don't know.
Okay,
let's go. Yeah, I'm a little scared. Yeah.
Morning.
Hello.
What's going on here?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
This is Jack.
Hi, Jack.
You called.
Alam mo yung sinasabi yung pinapump ng water yung tenga.
Yeah.
Kwento ko lang, ah. Before yung maid namin, napasukan niya ng tissue yung tenga niya. Tapos nagpunta sila sa emergency room, pinump yung tenga niya. Sobrang sakit daw.
Yeah.
Huh?
Like I said, it doesn't seem like it's a good idea. I've never heard anybody do it in the medical field, but apparently if they did it to her, this is a common thing? Put water in people's ears?
Yeah, maybe. You fill it up to the point that it forces anything
natanggal naman yung naipasok niya na tissue sa loob.
Yeah, no, it sounds
pero
super uncomfortable. Yeah.
Why don't you just get, like, those long pliers or needles?
You know those, like, little, like, tiny spoons?
Yeah,
with, like, a long handle and then just, like, scoop it out.
Yeah. Well, it's because she probably went to one of those crappy hospitals. They're like, what? Metal? Spoons? We don't have that stuff here. Let's get some water. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
I also have a earwax video of you using that tool, and then they found something inside. But I don't want to ruin what's inside.
Can we not veer into Kwento Kadiri territory right now?
Okay, yeah, right. Let's not go Kwento. Let's just 631-0899. How do you clean holes on your body? Morning.
Oh my God.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Jack.
Sure.
Hi, Jack. You called.
Okay, I don't know if it's still considered a hole, the pusod.
It is.
Yeah,
the belly
of
button.
Course.
Yeah.
I still use little fingers. And,
what?
There's this tempting feeling of, tempting action of, you know, smelling it after.
Yeah, no, I do that. You have to smell the belly button because, you know, especially if you play basketball where a lot of that bodily sweat gets stuck in there. And then sometimes when you're taking a bath, you forget to wash that part out. So after a few weeks
smell,
or something like that, it's all full of hardened libag and like all of that disgusting sweat with dirt and stuff. And then it hardens.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a year goes by, you don't clean it. Then you grow your pinky nail a little long, dig in there.
Nice.
Sniff it up.
Nice.
The smell is fantastic. Anyway,
High five, you and I.
Thanks.
I do the same. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Nico, by the way, that video that I just saw of you sent me, the ear thing, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. Please tweet it. People are asking.
No.
Tweet it. It's so gross. The water thing. But educational. It's medical.
No,
the guy's smiling.
Sam. He looks like he's having a great time.
It's pleasant. It's just it's pretty bad. Sam, you haven't seen it yet?
No, I'm not gonna see it.
Fast forward maybe 30 seconds in.
Sam, just... Like, it's
Sam, it's super medical.
I don't care. Okay, like, just, why do you guys do this to me? Oh, no. I don't want to see it. Okay, okay. I don't want to see it. Here it is. I'm not looking. I don't care.
I'm just asking you to watch five seconds of it, just so you know. Like,
I don't want to see
Sam,
it.
Sam, how often do you clean your ears?
Quite a bit. Like every night, I'm doing the cotton swab thing after a shower.
Every night. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean, well, if you're thinking I might have to look into this procedure, it's not going to happen.
Let me full screen this.
Just, all I'm saying is, you know that I have a thing for cleaning my ears. I need my ears clean. And if this is, this might be a good procedure. By the way, it's not the most disgusting thing. I mean, come on, we've talked
whatever,
about other things.
Mohan.
Just please look at
you
it.
No!
Just so you understand where we are.
Nico,
Sam, don't be
turn
crazy.
Your it's, laptop.
It's for our
turn
listeners.
Turn it around.
Okay,
Sam,
around.
Please. Please.
No.
Five seconds of your time.
If you don't turn your laptop around, I will turn it around with a friggin' flying kick. Just turn it around.
Wow. Going back to her roots. All right. Morning.
Hi. Nico.
Like, alam mo.
Every time she picks up a call, she has to look my way because that's where everything is. Hi. So I'll trap her.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Do the big one. Like the
about the flushing of the ears with water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, my little boy did that procedure before. So actually, hindi siya masakit eh. May preparation yun before doing that. Kasi we keep on cleaning his ears. Tapos, sabi nung ENT niya, napupush namin just a little bit palagi yung earwax. Tapos, nag-solidify dun sa mas masyadong malalim.
Nice.
So, we can reach it anymore. Parang ganun.
Yeah.
So, ang ginagawa, for like 5 days, we would drop baby oil inside his ears. Tapos, bumalik kami dun sa ENT. And what happened is, finlush lang ng tubig, and it was just a quick flush, and it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, Sam.
Was it a big chunk that came out? A satisfying chunk?
Yeah, it was just a small chunk, tapos may maliliit lang din, tapos after that, it was okay.
He's not listening to you, right? Because at some point, pinapalo mo yung anak mo because they can't, like, you're not listening. The problem is they can't listen because they can't hear.
Sorry, I can hear you.
Yeah.
What happened is, it's just like a solidified wax. Then you just have to soften it, and it's just—it's not actually a stream of water coming, going inside the ear. It's just like a flowing water. Na enough lang yung pressure just to flush out whatever inside. Pero hindi siya actually masakit.
Got it. Thanks, bud. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye.
I'm still trying to get myself to not be dizzy from what I saw on the video.
It's not that,
which is why I will not be watching this.
Oh, it's rough. Yeah. I gotta be honest, it's rough. 631-0899. Can we stop talking about the ears unless it's something unique that you do? The question is, how do you clean the variety of holes you have on your body? Good morning.
Hello.
Next call.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, sorry, you just said not to talk about ears anymore, but the way I do it is unique, I guess.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever tried the hydrogen peroxide technique?
What is this?
Nope.
Tell us.
You mix hydrogen peroxide with one part hydrogen peroxide and one part water, and then you put it in your ear, and then it scissors, like soda. And the scissoring action actually melts the earwax. So when you put your head to one side, all of it just, like, pours out. It's pretty funny
because
it scissors. Like,
are you sure it's safe?
Yeah, the sizzling kind of scares me, man. That sounds like burning.
Is this safe?
I'm still alive, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Like, I wonder if, like, bad music starts to turn like good music. Like, oh, this Bieber's great.
There's fizzing involved. It sounds like a fun time.
The fizzing scares me, man. Anything that fizzes is just frightening.
Clean the holes. Give us a new hole, man. It's enough of the ears. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cedric.
Cedric.
Is it magic?
Yes, yeah. Yes, Cedric. Go ahead.
You're on the air.
Cool. I've seen the earwax video. It doesn't seem that painful. Have you seen the pimple popping videos?
Yeah, yes. Well, again, yeah, everybody has. Yeah, yes. We've talked about it a million times on the show. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye. Cool.
Bye.
You don't clean the belly button, Nico?
I mean, am I supposed to? I think I am, right? I forget.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
God,
for a guy that
man.
Plays basketball three times
kidding.
A week, that
I'm kidding.
Is disgusting. No, you're
I'm
not.
Kidding. No, I mean, nothing special. I mean, just, you know, in the shower, like, you know, I flush it out. I drop a couple drops of soap in there and then, you know, you give it a rub.
I really?
Sam.
Yeah?
What about the vagina? Is anything you do special to it?
No. No. I'm going to go back to the belly button because what I like to do is like, because you know how sometimes because it's, you know, impacted and hard, right? If you haven't done it in a while, you want to soften everything in there. So get like a hot compress and just press it onto your belly button for a while. And then it's super easy to clean out after that.
Thank you, Lifehack. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Who's this?
Yeah, this is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Pag nililinis ko yung nose ko, I lubricate my my fingers with my ilaway, with my saliva. So I am finger licking my
bangonon.
Licking my
wait,
fingers before
okay, so,
cleaning my nose.
Really?
So when so.
Because I would think you need all the grip in your finger that you can get.
Yeah.
You're softening down the kulangot, Sam,
yes,
when it's
up
wet.
To the bottom end, no, parang
nakadip. I like a good grip when I'm doing this. So.
Yeah, but we've got a lot of nose hair that when you get the grip, you start pulling hair and it hurts. So you need to soften it down with lubrication like this guy, and then you yank.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. That's my move too, sir. You're not alone.
So, and yeah, like, so you lubricate it one time, you go in there, and then you go in a second time, so then you just lubricate it again.
Double dipping?
I go the second
double
time when the lubricate's gone, I lubricate it again, then pick my nose again.
Oh.
Hell yeah. Sarap. Yeah. Like a 12-year-old. I love it. How old are you?
Yeah. 40.
No, that's right. That's right.
40.
You're keeping it old school. I like that. Throwback.
Oh, God.
Throwback kulangot. I love it.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, sir.
Thanks.
Thank
bye.
You. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Bye. Cleaning holes. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Are we done with ear
yes.
Topic?
Yeah. Oh,
ear,
no.
Yes.
Oh,
but yeah. we're talking about any butas you want on your body, aside from the ear.
Oh, okay. I think I'm a little bit too late for the ear. Anyway, because I bought something in Divisoria. It's like a scooper, and it's a little bit made of rubber. Pero may ilaw kasi siya eh. So, and it's transparent. So, when you put the scooper inside the ear, so medyo, di ba madilim inside the ear. So, parang lumiliwanag. So, madaling yung earwax ng mga bata.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
I think this is an awful idea.
I love it.
Yeah, I think I bought
no,
it like 30 pesos in Divisoria. And I bought like 5 para pag naubos yung battery.
Gano ba kalaki to?
May USB? Is there a USB charge thing for it?
Sorry?
Can you charge it via USB?
No, yung maliit na battery na bilog.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Huge. Okay, bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks.
That sounds like a very, very, very bad idea.
No,
and
you
I
know
think
what?
Every
right.
ENT listening to the show right now is cringing.
It's horrified.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah they're like, oh, good Lord, don't do that.
I like the illuminating factor, though, but that's probably what makes it dangerous. I-flashlight mo na lang.
Yeah, it makes people dig, and I'm not sure that's the best.
It makes
for
you go further in
a
non-professional. You've got a light.
Oh, my
anything
earwax.
That starts with "I bought this in Divisoria" always probably is a bad idea anyway.
Earwax is supposed to serve a purpose too, right?
Right. I think that you're supposed to have.
Like, you're not supposed to be getting every crumb, single crumb out of there.
Yeah, but you ever make out with somebody and then you stick your tongue in their ear and then if they got a lot of earwax, it has that harsh taste, parang truffle.
No, no.
No?
No.
Yeah, it's strong.
No, bro.
It's not nice. It's not
no,
pleasant.
Bro.
It's like a strong truffle pasta without the pasta.
That's
just the truffle.
That's just you,
truffle
bro.
Oil. You know?
It's just you.
All right. Just say it. Si Kim Domingo, may ganyan yan. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Hey. This is Rina.
Rina.
Hi, Rina. About cleaning holes, it's yung mom ko, she did it to my youngest sister when she was a baby.
Uh-huh.
Yung nose kasi ng sister ko was congested. She sucked yung nose ng yeah. ano ko.
We've heard
yeah,
this.
That's called love. Yeah. That's what yeah, I yeah, do that to my
love.
Kids as well.
Yes, I know. So that's yeah. what she did. And I also God did it to mother. My children. Naman.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. When you get kids, this is common. But yeah, no. Only other parents would appreciate it and
yes.
be able to. All right, baby. No, I'm like you.
Thank
you do that.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
And it's funny because it's not like there aren't any suctions for it. When you have children, you buy all the kinds of suctions.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. There's something about sucking it like straight from the tap. It's sexy.
So primal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the
no. Truffle. Morning.
Hello.
Hello?
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 Yep.
Yeah, hey. I'm the one who greets my wife's V.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were serious.
Did he say he's the one that cleans his
wife's? Yeah, he cleans his wife's vagina.
Oh.
Well, I think he was trying to be funny because, you know, he was referring probably to something oral, but whatever. But I was just going to say
you give him way too much credit.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, I think he was trying to be funny in that way. But, you know. No pun intended. What a pussy hung up. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Oh, I laughed
hello,
way
guys.
Too loud. Hi.
Hi, this is Paolo.
Paolo.
Go ahead. Hi, Paolo.
Hi, good morning. There's one thing I do with my mouth.
Yeah.
When I'm cleaning my mouth.
Okay.
It's called oil pulling. Are you familiar
Ooh,
with that, guys?
I've heard of this. Yeah, I've never
no,
tried
I don't.
It though.
What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm actually a smoker, so
ew.
Oil pulling is when you swish oil in your mouth because the principle is oil will dissolve like dissolves like. So the oils in your mouth will be dissolved when you swish oil inside your mouth.
And we're talking like you're swishing there for like 10, 20 minutes, right?
20 minutes.
20 minutes?
20 minutes, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Sorry, when you say yeah. oil, what are we talking about? Like cooking oil, extra virgin
coconut
olive
oil?
I use cocoa oil.
Yeah.
And what's the point again?
What?
It's what's the point?
Like, it's supposed to clean out your mouth.
So it's supposed to clean your mouth and your teeth. It prevents it from being yellow. And which is especially like important in my case because I'm a smoker.
Yeah.
So then when you're done pulling the oil for like 20 minutes, they've come out all yellow na after?
Well, it's medyo off-white. Pero it really feels clean after. Yeah.
Do you gargle?
Clean after.
Or just swish?
You swish it and then you spit it out. Well, you don't spit it out in the drain because it can clog. You spit it out in the trash.
Are you serious?
Oh.
Yeah.
I the
and then you brush your teeth afterwards.
That's some heavy duty stuff.
How long are you swishing this?
20 minutes?
Maybe twice or thrice a week.
And but for 20 minutes?
Yeah, which is like
yeah,
it
I mean,
feels
it's,
like an
it's
eternity.
Like, it well
I need to breathe.
You watch like a video or you read a chapter of a book and you know, the time passes by much quicker.
Yeah.
Right, smoke
yeah.
a cigarette while
I'm
you're waiting.
Try yeah, this.
through your nose.
Apparently, it has a lot of health benefits.
It's really effective.
And it's called mouth pulling?
Oil pulling.
Oil pulling.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. No, you know what? I think I can get behind this. Okay.
All right. Let's do this.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you think I can oil pull my butthole with the bidet? Like, if instead of sucking in from water, I'll swish it around like I do with the water when I'm and then
I
let out.
I was in such a good place.
You can always try, and then you let us know.
Interesting. I think I'm going to try this, though. That sounds good. That sounds promising.
Yeah. I want to try. I'm so intrigued.
Okay. See, I told you this topic was worthy. Lines are full. We might have time for only one more, maybe two. Morning.
All right. Hi. Morning. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
First time, long time.
Thanks, brother.
What's
your
up?
Name?
Hello. This is Kevin.
Hi,
so,
Kevin.
So, for me, the nose.
Bring it.
You know when you take a bath, you scoop up some water and then you inhale it and then you suddenly
yeah what
blow it out on your nose.
Oh, that's
never
how
ever.
This is like the earwax equivalent of the nostril.
Yeah.
It's like the saline thing, you know, sometimes
yes.
you do in
like
your
what
nose.
You
when
do
it
with your butthole, Mo.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin. Long time, first time, I can tell. Yeah, okay, all right.
Doesn't that hurt?
Kind of itch? Yeah, it hurts your nasal area there.
What makes it good is after that you tend to sneeze, so that's kind of great because it awakens your body.
And then you
especially
have
when you're sleepy.
And then you have your kulangot like flying all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. You see your boogers.
Lovely.
Nice.
That's lovely.
Class.
Nice.
All class, yeah. Sir. All class.
Oh.
All right. All
thanks,
right.
Kevin. Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Apparently, we've ruined truffle for people now. Saying good morning to Pat G of NBA Philippines. He's like, I'm never eating truffle again. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, if you I'm actually inviting you to like make out with a girl who doesn't clean her ears often. Stick your tongue in her ear, and it'll be truffle-less.
I mean, truffle is delicious. I mean, you know, if you go in someone's ear full of earwax and you get truffle, like you should be so lucky.
Right?
No, this is a pleasant flavor. Okay, it could be so much worse than that.
Sure.
Yeah.
You guys are so negative. Thanks, Sam, for saving that. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning, Professor Mo.
Oh, Melisa.
Hi.
Okay. Hi. How are you, Melisa?
I'm okay.
You sound good.
Yeah. Yeah, you sound sharper now
and
faster.
Yeah.
You know, after the stroke and all.
Yes. About the... We come out.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Melisa.
Hello. Yes. About the topic, I'm only using my right arm because the left arm, no movement at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, ikaw, try mo, ngayong araw na to, diba, magpupup ka. After magpupup, paano maghugas ng using only one hand? Right.
Educate us.
Okay, tell us
go.
How.
For all you other stroke victims out there.
May shower kami. So, yun ang ginagawa kong bidet. Kasi yung bidet na alam natin ba, ano mo pa, ipapress mo pa yun para lumabas yung tubig.
Yeah.
So, ako, hindi ko na kailangan ipress. Automatic lalabas na yung water. So, ugas ako na yung butthole ko using only my right arm.
That is talent. Now do it, Melisa. If you get a bidet, my love, and you put it on the right side of the toilet, since your left arm is completely useless right now, you just have to press a button, sweetheart, and it right at the butthole.
That sound effect was remarkable. Very good.
It's easier, my dear. So get a bidet, my dear. Go to Ace Hardware, whatever. Get a bidet. It's going to cost you a couple hundred pesos. Get the one where you can turn, not the hose, because then that's a lot more work for you, considering after, you know, you just had a stroke. Get the one where you press the button, and then it just fires into the bunghole. And it'll be less work for you, my dear.
This is,
okay? Bidet. Bidet, my dear.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you feel social pa.
Melisa, you sound really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
glad
so
you're
happy
recovering.
For you.
Are you going to get the left arm working again sometime?
Yes, Professor Mom.
That's awesome.
Okay, cool.
Fantastic.
So I'm assuming you're talking to us right now with your right hand, like with a phone on your ear. Probably what's going on. All right.
Oh, you're choppy, sweetheart. Thanks for calling.
Melisa, we love you. We love you.
Thanks
for the butthole story.
God bless. I love you.
You too. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
She really does sound so much better.
She, like, quicker, too.
Yeah,
remember when she, she first had her stroke and she called the show and we were like, hey, Melisa, what's up? And she's like, Friday? It was like that.
So good. Leaps
she's
and bounds.
Super sharp.
Yeah, awesome.
Good Lord. Good for you, Melisa. Yeah. Get that left arm going. And all of a sudden, it's going to be great. Good for her. Love her. Mm-hmm. Love her too much. You ever meet her?
I have not.
Super annoying in person. God bless her.
Jeez.
She's the best. Just the best. Back after this, don't go away.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
99.9.
Hear ye,
hear ye. Come join all of Underland in Disney's Alice Through the Looking Glass in cinemas July 6. Enter a new world in the movies and enter a different world with a Globe My Lifestyle no lockup plan with almost double the data. It's a whole lot more than my regular plan. Plus, you could also get a chance to win a trip to Batanes. Sounds lovely. Could use a holiday. Come, Paige, let's scurry off to get the Globe My Lifestyle plan.
Promo period is from June 15 to August 15, 2016. Per DTI FTEB SPD permit number 6000 series of 2016.
Hi, Paolo Villina here. No girlfriend, but I've got lots of friends. We love drinking Mule with ice. Lots of ice. Sarap! Try Smirnoff Mule. Stubbornly refreshing.
Drink responsibly.
Smirnoff Mule. Stubbornly refreshing.
Feel so far away. Let's fill this empty space. Hey, come with me. Let's all go to Shakey's. Let's all go to Shakey's. Making good times. Great memories with fun. Family pizza. And you and me. Let's all go to Shakey's.
Craving for rich, juicy corned beef? How about having it in our signature thin crust? Head over to Shakey's and try the new Shakey's Corned Beef Crunch. Let's change the way we enjoy corned beef.
Laging stress, sobrang pagod. Can I protect myself? Yes, I can. Whitsicon. Yes, I can. Whitsicon. Yes, I can. Whitsicon. I can do the things I love. Yes, I can. Whitsicon. Yes, I can. Whitsicon. Yes, I can.
Don't worry about getting sick. With proper diet, exercise, and Sikon, your body's armor protection.
Yes, I can with Sikon.
Ascorbic acid is the generic name of Sikon. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Strengthen your immune system? Yes, you can with Sikon, your body's armor protection.
Ascorbic acid is the generic name of Sikon. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Konnichiwa!
What about magkano po?
Ikura deska?
What's up, you guys?
We're going to Tokyo!
Ingit much!
Seat sale kasi!
Pok na! Wala akong credit card.
Girl, pay Maya mo now.
Pay Maya is your app to pay online. Download for free at the App Store or Google Play, then sign up, load up, and shop.
Book flights and hotels.
Buy music, games, movies, and more.
Done. Hashtag Jafun. Hashtag Now Nation.
For more information, visit paymaya.com.
Bounty Fresh. Ito ang Farm Fresh.
Dito sa Bounty Fresh Farm. Malinis. Maluwag. 100% chicken. Check.
Tama ang timbang. Check.
Farm Fresh goodness. Lahat ito para sa inyo. Bounty Fresh chicken. Lucky Farm Fresh.
Sa Bounty Fresh Farms, malinis, maluwag, maaliwalas kaya ang Bounty Fresh chicken, laking Farm Fresh.
Sa allerging, may hachingsing hot gamot ng anak mong 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, or 19, bigyan siya ng Allertine. Basta teen allergy, Allertine.
From Unilab, cetirizine dihydrochloride is the generic name of Allertine. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
From halfway across the globe.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
We want to invite everybody to please hop on the Magic Newsroom. It is www.magic899.fm for your fix of everything pop culture, music, movies, celebrity news, whatever it is you can think of. It's on www.magic899.fm.
From halfway across the globe.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
Talagang nagbabago ang lahat. Tulad ng profile pic mo, relationship status, waistline, ayos ng buhok, kulay ng buhok, ever-changing din ang weather, mood ng tatay mo, pati ngiti mo, pagdakita mo ang iyong crush. Uy.
Welcome change into your life. Enjoy it with a new Burger McDo. Now beefier and tastier than the previous recipe. The new Burger McDo comes with a drink for only 55 pesos. Price varies.
Kim Atienza po for Memo Plus Gold. Nagtatanong, may nakalimutan ka ba?
Nakusan ko na ilapad yung shopping bag ko, nandun lahat ng pinamili ko.
May nakalimutan ka ba?
Nangangamotin ako sa exam na to. Hindi ko maalala ang sagot.
May nakalimutan ka ba?
Michael, hi!
Hi! Ano nga ba pangalan nito? Nakakahiya.
Embarrassing kapag makakalimutin, di ba? Good memory makes a difference.
For me, nakakatulong ang Memo Plus Gold. Pure and natural bako pa monyera.
Memo Plus Gold. Laman ang may gold memory.
Mahalagang paalala, ang Memo Plus Gold ay hindi gamot at hindi dapat gamiting panggamot sa anumang uri ng sakit.
Give your brain a boost. One capsule of Memo Plus Gold Pure and Natural Bacopa Monyera will help you stay mentally alert, sharp, and focused. Memo Plus Gold Pure and Natural Bacopa Monyera. Iwas kalimot.
Sabi nila, ang multitasker, mas productive. Are you a multitasker? Subukan ang Bear Brand Adult Plus Physical Coordination Giftedness and Mathematical Aptitude Multitasking Test. 1. With your left hand, rub your belly. 2. With your right hand, pat your head. 3. Habang ginagawa mo yan, solve the equation. 2 times 2 times 5 divided by 0.02. Challenging ano? Kay multitasker ka o hindi, kakayanin ang mga work challenges sa tulong ng Bear Brand Adult Plus. Level up na sa tibay na pang-adults.
Maulanan man o maarawan sa trabaho,
Max Tibay! Max Speed!
Kahit pagod, may time sa mga anak,
Max Lakas! Max Speed!
At kay Mrs.
Hi, hon!
Max Init! Max Speed!
Buhayin ang tibay, lakas at init sa
Max Speed!
Multivitamins, minerals, plus ginseng, royal jelly is the generic name of Maxvi. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
As I take care of my business, who will take care of my health coverage needs?
AXA will. AXA, global leader in insurance, offers health plans that cover critical illness. 102 million customers from 56 countries trust AXA. AXA, redefining standards.
Do you think you're healthy? Get your health risk score by visiting axa.com.ph/health risk score and know how healthy you really are.
Nowhere to get your denim this July at the SM Super Mall's Denim Fair. Get up to 70% off on your favorite denim the whole month of July. Head on to SM Super Mall's now. Promo period from July 1 to July 31, 2016. For DTI FTEB SPD permit number 9709, series of 2016.
Paulit-ulit na bahing at kati? Baka di yan sipon. Pag paulit-ulit-ulit, allergy na yan. I-alerta, alerta, alerta. May triple allergy shield kaya fast-acting, long-lasting at may allergy defense. Basta allergy, alerta, alerta, alerta.
Trusted quality healthcare. Unilab yan.
Loratadine is the generic name of alerta. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
From halfway across the globe.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
Hey, we want to say good morning to Miss Donna Ray, by the way, of the of NBA Philippines.
Hello.
She's tuned in. And please, we invite you to grab a copy of Slam Issue 200. Gilas is on the cover, as well as there are two other collectible covers with Michael Jordan on one and Allen Iverson on the other. So please do grab a copy. It's
this
available.
Is the 200th issue?
It is the 200th issue of Slam. Thank you. And we're also online, www.slamonlineph.com.
From halfway across the globe.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
Mommy, I need a laptop for school.
We have to buy a cake first.
Why? Mommy, I want iPad for my birthday.
We have to buy some Mamon first.
Mamon?
Yes, it's a Red Ribbon Sweepstakes promo. Just buy 300 pesos worth of Red Ribbon products and you get a chance to win an iPad, laptop, or GoPro. Plus a date with the Kramers.
Mommy, why you buy so many?
More cakes and more Mamon mean more chances of winning.
Promo duration is from July 3 to August 13, 2016. Per DTI FTEB SPD permit number 6072, series of 2016.
The Red Ribbon Sweepstakes has started. Join now and you can be one of the winners. Promo duration is from July 3 to August 13, 2016. Per DTI FTEB SPD permit number 6072, series of 2016.
Hi, this is Sharon Cuneta. May gagaling pa ba sa Petron Value Card? Kasi I get more than peso points kada pagas. I get bonus points sa birthday ko and every fifth day visit. Points that I can exchange for fuel or cell phone load. I also get freebies, discounts, and free 24-hour roadside service. I get all of these and more all year round with my Petron Value Card. Because Petron knows we deserve only the best.
Experience best day at Petron with Petron Tri-Active. Better engine protection, better mileage, and better power. Because Petron believes in giving everyone its best.
They say when you expose yourself to what's causing allergies, it'll eventually go away. Nothing lasts forever, right? So inhale all the dust and smoke you can. Keep sneezing and scratching until you become allergy-free.
What? You don't actually believe that, do you? Eva Valanya here. When it comes to allergies, always trust the expert. Take Claritin, the world's number one, relieving allergies for over 25 years. Claritin, the world's number one anti-allergy medicine. Loratadine is the generic name of Claritin. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Trust the expert. Take Claritin, the world's number one anti-allergy medicine.
Nowadays, there are smart TVs, and then there's real Android TV. Experience the difference of entertainment with a Sharp Aquos 4K powered by Android TV. Stream thousands of content, watch from across all devices with Google Cast, and enjoy more with an SD card slot that supports up to 32 gig and over 600 apps exclusive in the Google Play Store. All these features in 4K Ultra HD TV. Enjoy entertainment tailored for you with the Aquos 4K. Powered by Android TV. Certified by Google. Only from Sharp. Our brand. Our pride.
You got promoted? You got promoted! Oh man, this is it! You're officially on the road to success. From here on, it's nowhere but up. Straight ahead! And if you face bumps on the road, don't slow down. This is your journey. You're gonna love every second of it.
Whatever life's journeys, the all-new Toyota Innova with its powerful and fuel-efficient engine will take you to wherever you need to be. The all-new Toyota Innova. Love the journey.
Turn your gas to boarding pass. Gas up at Petron and use your Petron value card so you can fly for free. Redeem 2 Petron Peso points for 3 Get-Go Rewards points, which you can use to book free flights with Cebu Pacific. From May 15 to September 30, 6 lucky Petron value card members can win 25,000 Get-Go points each to book that dream destination. Convert a minimum of 500 Petron Peso points to qualify for the promo. Every Get-Go point converted is equivalent to one raffle entry. Log on to www.getgo.com.ph for more info. For DTI FTEB SPD permit number 7489, series of 2016.
Clara, oh, Clara Olay.
Hosting an instant party? Bring out the grill, use Clara Olay Hickory Marinade on your favorite seafood and meats. Make delicious memories with Clara Olay.
From halfway across the globe.
From halfway across the globe, it's Mo Twister.
In Manila, it's Samo and Nico Ramos.
Good times.
And that's it for us.